much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
I do not believe in, I can't trust Obama. I have read about him, and he's an Arab.
The party is far from over. We got a lot more to go. It's been a great night here in Times Square. You're happy to spend your New Year's Eve with us. I hope to have a healthy and a happy New Year. Bottom of my heart.
It is sad and it is disturbing. I'm sure you will agree. Don't trust white.
Not ever. No way.
And now.
Obviously, got to stand with our North Korean allies. We're bound to by treaty. South We're Korean. Also bound by, yeah.
Our feature presentation.
Did you say North Korean on accident?
Yeah.
Nice.
Got to stand with our North Korean allies. Yeah. But, you know, who could relate to that better than you? I mean,
George Bush the second. Yeah, me. That's what I do every single time.
She's your people. Come
She's
on,
my
Kevin.
People.
Yeah. I don't believe she really thought that we were allies with North Korea.
Of course
I think
not.
It was just a slip, but it's pretty funny anyway. Yeah. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show, folks. It is Tuesday. It's time for your telephone calls on any topic at 1-800-520-1067. Hey, it's a toll-free number. I mean, we pay for the call, so why not call? And we give you a prize. So it seems like kind of a win-win for you if you want to get on the air. Here's an interesting case. They arrested a guy in New Jersey, a 62-year-old man from North Bergen, New Jersey. He was arrested after repeatedly showing up at girls' high school sporting events.
Yeah.
And what do you think he was doing there that he got arrested for, by the way?
Something creepy. Taking pictures.
Taking pictures.
Yeah.
Taking pictures in a public place of people doing public things.
Right. But of just hot chicks?
Of many of the girls, especially a couple that he favored on the team. Well, I think maybe one was an athlete, one was a cheerleader. He ended up, when they went to his house to arrest him, he had 1,400 photos on his camera of female athletes and cheerleaders.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad.
Chris Hansen showed up, the police, they stun gunned him.
Now, it's an interesting case, though, because you're the prosecutor and you get the paperwork on your desk, Kevin. What do you do with it? What do you charge a guy with for taking photographs of public activities in public places and not doing anything creepy and not ever talking to or touching or doing anything? What do you do?
There has to be some kind of law that they could use because it's a high school. Because they're underage, it's a high school. Most campuses are considered closed campuses. You can't go on. You know what
but
I mean?
But he goes to public sporting events like, football games and soccer, things like that.
I hope they come up with something because that's bad news right there.
I'm puzzled by this because I understand that it's creepy. But look, if you could get arrested for being creepy, I would never be out of jail.
You'd have a life sentence, right?
What about you, Psycho Mike? What do you think? What do you do with a 62-year-old who has 1,400 pictures of female high school athletes?
Wait, do you have the answer before we're guessing?
Well, I have what they've done.
Okay,
yes.
Go ahead.
I don't know. I mean, is it legal to tell them stop it? I know that you're not doing anything illegal, but we would really prefer if you just stop it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I know it sounds kind of like elementary, but is there any way you can kind of like impose like
I don't know.
Some type
I mean,
of...
They just say we refuse the right to have anybody on, you know.
Right. What do they call it when a stalker, you know, gets put...
Yeah.
What are the... restraining order.
Yeah.
Like, can you put in a restraining order against that high school team?
But he hasn't
team?
Done anything.
Right, I know.
And he's not threatening? He's not talking
but
to anybody?
But he's 62 and he has 1,400 pictures.
But
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad.
But this is just like when you get into topics about, someone with a hate crime instead of just an assault. You're getting into somebody's mind now, and you want to arrest them and potentially prosecute them just because of something they may or may not be thinking.
This is a love crime.
The whole thing is very disturbing to me, but they did end up charging the man with 2 counts of stalking.
Stalking.
Because there were so many photos of 2 particular ladies on the field.
Yeah. Well, thank God.
Are you stalking if you're just going to he's not following them. He's just going to a public place and sitting in the bleachers.
What you're listening to right now is a guy trying to figure out how far he can go
no,
within
no.
the limits of the law before he can be charged with stalking.
I have some concerns when you start getting arrested because of things that you may or may not be thinking when you haven't actually done anything.
Right.
And I think as citizens, we all should have those questions, by the way.
Bean takes a lot of pictures, people.
I don't take pictures at all.
Maybe we should check and just find out what kind of pictures he has.
Anyway, we'll see what's going on with that dude. But that's I thought that was an interesting story.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad.
Time for your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067. Any topic you get on the air, you get a prize.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
By the way, if you're coming to the Miss Double December pageant live show Friday in Fullerton, look out for Kevin. He may have you arrested if you take pictures of the girls on stage. So be very, very careful.
No, that's different. They're there to be taken pictures of. Come on now.
How about a brand spanking new Kevin and Bean t-shirt?
Yes, I would like one.
Like seeing a unicorn in the wild? I don't know. That's what we're saying.
Yeah.
Let's try David, line 3, to get us going here on the Kevin and Bean Show. 1-800-520-1067. Hi, David. What it do?
Hey, what it do?
What's going on?
So I'm driving last week down Aviation Boulevard here in El Segundo, and I hit a giant-sized pothole. Like around 7 o'clock, didn't see it, and took out the whole front end of my Mini Cooper.
Mm. Wait.
That's a big pothole.
Wait, a pothole ruined your Mini Cooper?
Yeah, the whole front end. And it was on Imperial Highway to the Aviation, and the tow truck guy came and was like, you know, dang it, that's a huge pothole.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
By the way, shouldn't it be considered more of a sinkhole or something? It can't be a pothole if it ruins your car.
Exactly. You know, it's bad, and people are avoiding it. Of course, I'm the one that hit it, you know, with the smallest car. So.
Right. Sure. David's like, I can take it. I'm driving a Mini Cooper.
Yeah.
Do you have insurance?
I do, and the kicker is that my two front rims are discontinued. So.
All right.
I'm fighting to get them all four paid for.
So. All right.
Yeah. It sucks to be you, my friend, but thank you for the call.
Hey, no problem.
Let's try Michael, line 2. Michael, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What it do,
guys?
What's happening?
I just would like to know how much you guys were feverishly anticipating the two football juggernauts last night, the Cardinals and the Niners.
I got to tell you, last night was a rough night, because I'm from Arizona, and Arizona blows this year. And I'm in a football pool. I pick against them almost every week, and it pays off.
Well, I feel bad that you have to put up with that team, but
yeah.
I just wish there was some type of competition committee, because Monday Night Football is my respite from Mondays, and all I had was the Cards and the Niners. Well,
which is a crappy game.
You got to, when they make the schedule, look, many Monday night games are matchups you really want to see. And this one, obviously, you know, especially for NFC fans, NFC West fans in particular, this was a big, big game. But they don't know going, you know, when the season is announced before they've played it down, they don't have any idea how bad some of these teams are going to be by the time their Monday night game rolls around.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they didn't expect the Cardinals were going to be this bad, that's for sure.
No one did.
But both teams are well under 500, so it was not a a marquee matchup last night.
I was flipping back and forth and just sobbing. I would watch the Monday Night Football game, and then it would get too much for me to bear because Arizona's so bad. So then I would flip over to hockey because the Kings were playing, and then they were losing, and then that was a bummer. So then I'd go back to football, still my team losing, go back to hockey, still my team losing, and it ended up that way.
Thank you for the call, though. We appreciate it. By the way, Kevin, you haven't mentioned the Kings lately, but haven't they been on one of the all-time losing skids in Kings history? Like, they've really fallen apart the last two or three weeks, right?
Short term.
I'm just saying, they've hit a rough patch, right?
They were in first place for a while, though, so they're the only direction to go is down. Yeah,
But now they're in ninth place or something?
I think they've lost, I don't know, four in a row or something like that, but that was...
Yeah. It's not ideal.
Depressing.
Hey, real quick, just because we got a police officer on the line, Derek is going to give us some follow-up on that story we were doing about the guy in New Jersey arrested for taking photographs at high school female athlete events. Hey, Derek, what's up, man?
Hey, I just wanted to say that, you know, out here in California, for it to be a stalking charge, there has to be a credible threat first. And so with no credible threat, yeah, it's creepy and it's kind of weird, but the fact is it probably violated this guy's rights. And if they're going to start charging people taking photos in public place with stalking, then why aren't all these paparazzi being busted for stalking?
But, Derek, what about he's 62. He had 1,400 pictures, mostly of two girls. I mean,
hey,
at
I'm
some
not
point.
It's not creepy, but I'm just.
But at some point, isn't there some way that you or the school can say, please stop showing up.
Oh, they can. The school more than definitely can go get a restraining order.
They can. Okay.
There was a woman who kept coming into the police station and would just make random complaints against officers that she'd never even had any contact with, and the police department got a restraining order against her, and she could no longer come to the police station.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a lot more comfortable with the school banning him from the premises than I am with him being arrested and charged with stalking.
Sure you are.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, officer. Thank you very much for the good work you do, and thanks for calling in. Hang on for your imaginary Kevin and Bean t-shirt.
Thank you for clarifying, so Bean knows what he can do and not do. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
Listen, I've got to give a clue here now. I don't want any more bullshit any time during the day.
Can't promise
from
that.
Anyone. That includes me.
Can't promise that. Sorry. Today we have three Miss Double December contestants here. Because we have to meet all 10 of them before Friday's show, which we're going to be doing live, and we're going to crown the new Miss Double December. So three different girls will be coming in today. We have Cake in the studio performing live.
Oh, the band, not just the Sugary Treat.
No, the Sugary Treat is performing live. That's what's happening. And we also have tickets for the 21st annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. We have tickets for both nights. We will give to you as well. We'll take a break and come back with the Showbiz Beat. That is next. There we go. Okay, just want to make sure it ended.
Yeah, I want every bit of that song.
That's right. I don't want.
I paid for it. I want every little taste.
That's right.
Yeah.
You paid for it?
Yeah.
Oh. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is 10 minutes till 6 o'clock.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Miss Double D breasts are a-glowing. They're ready for showing to those far and those near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Miss Double D.
I think the caller's on to something. We need to get a motorboating aspect to the competition on Friday, I think. That's what's been missing, I think.
Best motorboat?
Something. I don't know. Michelle, Amy, and Kelly are the contestants that are going to be joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show today. And you can play the Kevin and Bean home game by going to KevinandBean.com and voting for your favorite. The winner will be crowned Friday at the live show brought to us by our friends at Adult Chocolate Milk. We're going to be down at the Slide Bar in Fullerton, California. All the details at KevinandBean.com as well. Hey, Ralph Garman, what's going on, man?
All right, Friday, Bean Motorboats, all the contestants.
He wouldn't know how.
How funny would that be?
That would be funny.
Bean motorboating the contestants.
He would, like, get a foot away and go, brrr. What are you doing?
I am really not in making contact with people. That's not for me.
I can motorboat from a distance.
No, nope. You can't. By you definition, can't. You can't.
Some sort of a plastic suit on or something?
Nope. Only you would reject that idea.
That's right.
Everyone else would be fighting tooth and nail for the honor to motorboat.
Girls are icky.
You know, some kind of competition.
Oh, I love the ladies, except when it comes to touching them or talking to them or being with them.
I want to take 1,400 pictures of the girls I like.
Could I cyber motorboat them? Could I motorboat them via tweet?
If I could motorboat them from home, now I'm in.
Beam. Oh, Bean.
I'm just saying.
Will you just call this show, Oh, Bean?
You really should.
Just change it, because every day, that's all I say. It is the most wonderful time of the year, as Mr. Andy Williams once said. Especially tonight. You know why?
No.
Oh, best night for holiday television of the year.
This is the night you've been waiting for, Kevin.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer airs tonight, my friend. Set your TiVos, set your DVRs, set your reel-to-reels, whatever you use.
Reel-to-reels, mainly.
Set your cart machines, whatever you're using these days, because I'm telling you, greatest Christmas special of all.
See, I thought you were being serious, and you were letting Kevin know that his Victoria's Secret show is on tonight.
Oh, that's on tonight?
That's the most wonderful holiday
I'm
programming
getting
of the
there.
Year.
I'm okay. Getting there.
All right.
You do have the Victoria's Secret show on tonight as well.
You're choosing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Well, listen, hot chicks are celebrated year-round.
Right.
But we only get Rudolph once a year.
You only get this show once a year as well.
Yeah, but I got the catalogs, and I get the commercials, and I get those girls a lot.
Wow.
It's great stuff.
Wow, are you bad.
Also, A Christmas Story, the legendary film, starts on TBS. You know, they're going to be airing it around the clock. On TBS, beginning Christmas Eve, you get to see that.
You know what you haven't mentioned yet is the Victoria's Secret show. That's tonight. You haven't mentioned that yet.
I think I did
mention that. All right.
Yeah, there we go. ago.
But you're talking about other shows like they exist.
They do exist.
Room, there's room for both. You can watch a little Rudolph and then watch
a
little bit.
We have 600 channels now we can watch, Kevin. There's room for everything.
But for 1 hour, there's only one channel.
All right. Easy, Chafee. And we know what you'll be doing with your pants around your ankles later tonight. I don't want to think about that. It is the end of the year, which means we start to get these end-of-the-year lists coming out. This comes from Microsoft's Bing search engine.
Okay.
You like that, Psycho Mike? You like that Bing search engine?
Oh, I don't like it. I love it.
I know you do.
It's not a search engine, Ralph.
What is it?
It's a decision-making engine. Helps you make better decisions. Oh. Helps you do it faster.
Wow, that sounds awesome.
See, Mike does commercials for that.
Does he ever?
Yeah.
They've given us the top five most searched-for celebrities this year.
Oh.
Interesting list, how things shook out this year. Number five, someone named Barack Obama. I'm not familiar with this gentleman.
Our president, Barack Obama.
What?
Yes, our president.
We have a president named Barack Obama?
Yes.
That's nuts.
Sounds like a Muslim to me.
I can't trust
him. Check his papers.
I can't trust he's an Arab.
He's an Arab.
Lady Gaga, fourth on the list.
Sure.
Tiger Woods, third on the list. Still carrying heat from that whole debacle from, what, a year ago?
Yeah.
Thanksgiving last year was when that all started to go down, right? That's a
but a lot of it went down January, February, March, didn't it?
I know, but after that, you know, he fell off the radar for me. But considering that, he's still number three most searched for.
It's interesting to me, Ralph, without hearing the top two, that the first three that you've mentioned have not been hot chicks that you would expect that's what people would be searching for. I mean, nobody's going to Lady Gaga because she's hot. They're just going because she's wacky and in the news, right?
Right, yeah. This is mostly seems to be mostly interest in terms of getting news stories and that kind of stuff. Your people be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Excuse me. Number two, Sandra Bullock. Again, because a lot of controversy surrounding
scandal,
her and her scandal.
I can totally tell you who number one is. Not even a guess. I'll just tell you.
Totes? Can you totes tell me?
I can totes tell you.
All right, totes tell me.
Willow Smith.
Yes, because she whips her hair back and forth.
That's correct.
No, that's not correct.
That's not it.
Number one on
Lindsay
the list.
Lindsay Lohan.
Not Lindsay Lohan.
Really?
Not in the top five.
Really?
Which was shocking to me.
Huh. All right, I've got a guess.
KC and the Sunshine Band.
Yes, it's KC and the Sunshine Band.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, what a lucky fluke that was.
Pam Anderson?
Yes, no. I'm just going to keep saying yes to everything you guess, but it's going to be wrong.
It's got to be Kim Kardashian.
Yes.
I mean, all jokes aside, it has to be Kim Kardashian,
yes,
right?
Yes, Bean is correct. Kim Kardashian, number one on the list, most searched for celebrity this year. Kim Kardashian.
Anna.
Not Anna.
Oh.
No. Rumors, of course, are swirling that Lindsay Lohan can't find a gig to save her soul. She most recently lost out on the starring role in Inferno, biopic about legendary porn star Linda Lovelace, who started Deep Throat. That deal is off. However, some people are claiming that it isn't true she can't find work. A gentleman named Ethan Terra tells the British press that Lindsay has a mountain of scripts waiting for her when she's ready to get back to work.
A mountain of
a
scripts.
A mountain of scripts. Has more work than she can handle, claims Ethan Terra.
But doesn't everyone get scripts? I mean, don't they all read? They're not necessarily for her. They're just scripts.
They went out and bought other people's scripts and just gave her a pile on her desk. And these have been sent to her. A mountain pile of scripts, he says, have been sent to her. She's ready to, anytime she's ready to get back to work, she has a mountain pile of scripts to choose from. Just in the interest of full disclosure, Ethan Terra co-owns a production company with Dina Lohan, his opinion may not be as trustworthy as other people.
Because her mom has been shaky?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
So apparently they're trying to whip up the scenario that her daughter is still very popular and in-demand actress. She'll be playing a circus seal, performing
seal.
Later on this season, an animated motion picture.
It would be a way to get some free publicity if you're doing an independent film. You don't have a big advertising budget. At least people will talk about your movie
if you put
Lindsay Lohan in, assuming you can get her to show up to work and not end up in jail during the filming of it.
The hard part is, and this is what the director of Inferno found out, is the insurance issues. You can't make a film unless your stars or your actors are insured.
Sure, yeah.
Especially a lead, because if someone goes down and production gets halted, that is hundreds of thousands of dollars a day that is flushed down the toilet, and you can quickly run out in your budget, and then your bond gets pulled, and all kinds of bad things happen. So they insist that you insure your celebrities.
I pull my own bond, mainly.
I bet you do, especially when you're watching the Victoria's Secret show. Khloe Kardashian?
Oh.
This is a stunning story. She was on The View, apparently, with the other girls, and she broke the news that she lost her virginity at the age of 14.
What?
Khloe Kardashian says she lost her virginity at the tender age of 14. Yeah. Apparently a bull moose saw her in the wild and mistook her for one of his own.
And she was fine with that.
And she thought he was good looking. No, she said she felt disgusted afterwards. And she didn't have sex again for another 3 years. She said she realized that mom and dad were right about her being way too young for sex, and she learned an important lesson. So she wants all the girls out there to know, don't let anyone pressure you into having sex, because it's simply not worth it, girls.
Whoa, 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 hey, back off, Chewbacca. What's going on here?
Back off, Chewbacca.
Just because she had a bad experience doesn't mean she has to try to ruin it for everybody else before it even happens.
What dude is looking to have sex with her at 14?
Yeah.
Those 14's the awkward age. If she looks like this now, what'd she look like if she was 14?
13-year-old boy. It doesn't matter. I know. It doesn't matter at that point.
She looked like just a hairy troll.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad.
She used to live under a bridge and attack billy goats.
The sisters have a book out, by the way. That's why they're doing all this publicity. That's why they were on the Today Show yesterday.
I know. Kardashian Confidential.
That's right.
Really?
With that's a K? The book? That's right. Confidential with a K, by the way.
How do they do it?
That makes it funnier because it's misspelled.
They're crazy with a K.
Is the S a dollar sign, too, or they didn't
no,
go that far?
They didn't go that far.
All right.
However, the Kardashians and dollars are in the news, Kevin. Thank you for the segue. You know, their credit card. Remember their famous credit card with their picture on it that I was talking about a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
Apparently, they have pulled out of that deal because the attorney general in Connecticut, where the company, the University National Bank, that's where the company is located that they signed this deal with. The Kardashian card, with a K, by the way.
Sure.
They pulled out of the deal because it turns out that that card is a prepaid debit card.
Right.
But it carries with it outrageous fees.
Uh-huh.
They're outrageous!
Wait, how does it fees if it's prepaid? Oh, you just have to
pay
fees ahead of time?
Ahead of time. $100 a year. Plus fees for every ATM withdrawal that you do.
Wow.
Every cancellation on a transaction that you do. And even talking with a live person, a phone operator with this company, also charges you a
fee.
So when you sign up for this card, it sounds like a good deal. It's prepaid. You can't, you know, you're only spending the money you have on the card. Au contraire, mon frere. And so the Attorney General has looked into this.
How about that?
Because a lot of people are complaining, and the Kardashians have pulled out their support, so we will not be able to use a card with the Kardashians' face on it.
Plus, the Khloe card doesn't fit in your wallet.
Yeah, it's like a poster.
So,
it's giant.
What are you going to do?
Today's celebrity birthdays, TV personality, producer, legendary host, the man we watch every year. Just a couple weeks away now. We'll see him count down.
This is what everybody's been waiting for.
We'll see him count down the new year. Dick Clark celebrates his 81st birthday today.
Had a little Dick in the open today. I don't know if you heard
that. Yeah, I bet you did.
Yeah.
Take it easy.
And I know every year we say how sad it is. Please don't trot the old man out to try to talk on TV. But re-listening to tape from last year, wow, is it time to let the poor man sleep. Just let him, and I mean sleep.
But the poor man runs the thing.
So I know.
The poor man puts himself in that.
Wait a minute, poor man runs the thing?
No.
I know, but seriously, you have to let this... Somebody needs to make an executive decision and step in and go, it's too sad for America now to start the new year watching you.
I will not rest if he doesn't do the countdown, because he is the least reliable countdown guy ever now. He's like, 14, 7,
Do we have a little
eight.
Dick countdown?
We're looking. I can't find it. Do you have a bean?
Yeah, I believe I do. How old is he today, by the way?
I have it. Here
he
we go.
He is 81.
All right, I have it. Here we go.
All right, let's count it down. 20, 19, 16, 17, 9, 12, 10, 4, 14. Happy New Year!
That's not fair.
7, no. 6,
wait,
8,
wait.
11,
no.
11, 18, 5, 3,
wait, you already 2, said Happy New Year.
20.
What?
Happy New Year!
I don't think that's how it went down.
Didn't go as well as time.
I don't think that's how it went down at all. I'm pretty sure. That sounds like Kevin countdown in New York.
It really does.
Yeah. Ridley Scott, legendary director, is 73 years old today. Billy Idol,
yeah,
55 years old today. Billy Idol's the man. He really is. He's ridiculously well-preserved for 55, for a guy who's done every drug, has racked his motorcycle just major accidents and all kinds of debauchery. He's just lived a hard, hard life. Looks like a 25-year-old.
As far back as I can remember ever having seen him, he looked exactly the same as he does now.
He's made a deal with the devil.
Yes.
Director, actor Ben Stiller is 45 years old today. Jessalyn Gilsig from Heroes and Glee. She's Bonkerize. She's Mr. Schuster's girlfriend.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
She's 39 years old today. Sandra, she actually may be the wife. She may be Shu's ex-wife.
Glee. Yeah, in that case, I retract the belt.
Clay Aiken is 32 years old today. Alicia Cuthbert, 24, is 28. And Kaley Cuoco from The Big Bang Theory is 25 years old today. Clay Aiken also celebrates his 32nd birthday.
Yeah, you already said that.
Did I?
Yeah.
Did I say Sandra Oh is 40?
Yeah.
I didn't say Sandro, did I? Did I talk about Sandro?
You did. You mentioned
Sandro, both of those.
Really? I'm just going to keep reading names.
I think what you were expecting is Clay Aiken to get some kind of a response.
Yeah, I guess maybe that's why I didn't register.
But that's all right. Let's not encourage.
I didn't get Chewbacca for Sandra Oh either, by the way.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Well, you went by it kind of fast. I missed it.
People are effing with me.
This is the rehearsal, man. When we get on the air for reals next hour, it'll be better.
All right. We done?
Yes.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
This past weekend, there was an amazing, amazing story in the NFL. Just because it was the most giant fail ever. The Buffalo Bills were in overtime. Steve Johnson was the receiver. And they threw him a pass, and he was wide open in the end zone. It would have won the game. And it was a perfect pass right in his breadbasket, as they call it. He had both hands on it. It was a gimme. And he dropped it. He just dropped it.
And by the way, if you're in the NFL, that's exactly where you want to be, is the guy who gets to win the game
right.
with a touchdown pass, in overtime. I mean, it could not have been written. This is a guy who's a really good player for the Bills, has scored a bunch of touchdowns this year. Not this one.
He didn't have to go up over a defender, nothing.
Nope.
I mean, basically the pass was almost handed off to him, and he just lost concentration and dropped it. Here's a little bit of the post-game press conference.
It was something that we knew we can beat him on. You know, we ran in the last game, and I'm pretty sure they thought I was going to run the over. And I came to the back of the end zone and had the game in my hands and then dropped it. We played against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And the Buffalo Bills came to play football. And it just so happened today I have 75 drops in the game. Yeah, right when I turned my head to locate the ball, it was there. And it was a drop again. Devastated right now.
Yeah.
Not because of me, though, because those guys work. Those guys put in work. They stopped. The defense stopped them. The offense is moving the ball. They was working. I'll never get over it, ever.
So then Steve Johnson went to Twitter, and this is what he wrote. And we are taking for granted that he wrote it to God, by the way. He's Twittering to God. I praise you 24/7. That's what tells us it's writing this to God. And this is how you do me? You expect me to learn from this? How? I'll never forget this. Ever. Thanks, though.
First of all, does God follow Steve Johnson's tweets?
I doubt it. I haven't been able to check who he follows, but I doubt that he does.
Well, we are not exactly sure how it works. If you've got a personal relationship with God, does he really interfere in such ways where he is in control of whether you catch a ball or not?
Like, was he in the end zone and he just kind of put his hand in front of his face and he couldn't see it?
Or is he more of a big picture guy? I don't know, but we do have the hotline to heaven fired up, and we have the opportunity to talk to God, and we've got him on the phone here on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. We can ask some of these questions. Hi, God, how are you?
Hello, Kevin and Bean, how are you?
We are good. Thank you for asking.
It's always a little humbling to talk to you. We appreciate being in your presence today.
Well, it's nice to be on here.
Have you heard the conversation that we've had about Steve Johnson from the Buffalo Bills?
Oh, yes, Kevin. I hear everything.
That's true. I forgot. Sorry.
So it sounded to us in his tweet that he was blaming you as if somehow you were responsible for him dropping that easy pass.
Yeah, I was.
What?
Oh, you were? Oh.
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
I thought it didn't work like that.
It doesn't usually.
Uh-huh.
But I had $500 on the Steelers.
Why are you gambling on the Steelers? Don't you have all the money in the world if you needed it?
Just to make things interesting on a Sunday. Sometimes you're watching ball and you need a little something to keep you interested.
I gotcha.
I'm surprised. And you get TV up there, or you're able to just see it with your big heaven eyes?
Yes. I use my big heaven eyes to watch football.
Describe your big heaven eyes for us.
It's like the Red Zone channel.
Oh, I see.
Only it's in my big heaven eyes.
I withdraw the question.
No, good. That's a good question. Man, I really failed when I made you.
I should have
spent a little more time on Ben.
Yeah. I am a little unfinished, that's true.
You came out of the factory a few screws.
But isn't it cheating if you put money on the other team and then you're in the end zone making this guy drop a ball?
Sure.
Okay, but
I'm God.
Like, right.
Who's
right?
going to complain?
Right, but you shouldn't cheat. It seems like you shouldn't you be the example for the rest of us who are trying to be like you?
Listen, I control all things.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so if he drops the ball in the end zone, that's God's will.
Okay.
Plus, I hate the fact that he pronounces the Steelers' name Stillers.
He does say Stillers.
That really cheeses me off.
Really? That makes you mad.
I hate that. And he doesn't really praise me 24/7.
He says he does in his tweet.
No.
Not 24/7?
No. It's like 22/6.
But that's a lot.
21 and a half, 5 3/4.
That's more than most, though.
But the other times he's doing things you do not want to know about.
I don't want to know. Okay.
No.
Can you see those with your big heaven eyes?
My big heaven eyes. The old things.
I see. Yes. All right.
The Kim Carnes hit in the 80s, I think.
Right. What will happen to Steve Johnson now, though? Is there going to be, now that he's called you out like this, are you going to keep screwing with him for the rest of the season, or are you going to let him go and be on his own?
Well, Steve's upset because he dropped a ball.
Right.
Right.
Well, I thought I'd teach him when to really be upset about one of your balls dropping.
Oh, no, no.
When he wakes up this morning.
No, don't do that.
And finds something rolling around in bed with him.
Don't do that.
That used to be attached.
That's
ugly. He will realize that maybe football isn't the most important thing in the world.
But it was to you on Sunday if you made him miss the ball.
Maybe he'll realize that his testicles mean a little bit more than some silly football game.
You don't like him much.
Well, I have to teach everyone a lesson from time to time.
That is a tough way to find out, I'll tell you
and
that.
Wait till I teach Bean a lesson for the big heaven eyes.
I'm not looking forward to that at all.
No.
Well, you are God. You do know all
I'm
things.
Hey, I'm breaking up. Hey, what the hell?
We're losing the connections. Hey, see you, God.
Hey, I'm God. Hey, I'm God.
We can't fix the connection.
Friday is the day we crown Miss Double December 2011 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Get to KevinandBean.com to cast your vote. Time to meet another contestant.
Here she comes. She's our Miss Double December.
Booby!
She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
Nice melons.
She's got big guns, baby. She's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my is hard.
Winner, winner.
We can't declare a winner yet, being we have to have the pageant on Friday, and people still have to vote.
Oh, they have to go to the website and vote. That's what he meant.
Yes.
Hi, Michelle, one of the top 10 finalists to be Miss Double December 2011. Welcome to the show. How are you, my dear?
Hi, honey. Thank you.
How can you stand? How do you walk? How do you not fall over? What's up?
Oh, you know what? That's very comical, because that's what they always ask me all the time, and I say, hey, I just got great balance.
Are you overqualified for Miss Double December? It's okay. But it looks to us like
you're an F.
Yeah.
Like you're an F cup.
Yes.
Are you an F cup? Is that that size you wear?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's great.
All right. Don't hold that back. Don't say.
But there's no Miss F-cember. So,
doesn't matter. That's it.
Yeah.
It's double that's, D or above, I think.
Or above. Yeah. Exactly. All right. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Michelle, what do you do for a living? What are you into? What are you up to? What's going on?
Okay. Director of marketing for a packaging company near Los Angeles. And I actually do some pinup modeling as a hobby. I go to car shows, so I'll be on, like, to pose on bikes and cars, classic cars, and appreciate all the work that the guys and females and men put onto their cars and bikes.
You got to go to the website. You got to see Michelle's pictures. Ralph, am I lying if I say she looks like the classic pinup girl?
Well, she's got a very Betty Page sort of look to her. If you know that legendary pinup, that's who she's very reminiscent of.
Uh-huh. And how did she do in the application online, Ralph?
Well, she got some great answers to the questions we asked all the girls, including speaking of Betty Page. If you were a porn star, what would your made up stage name be? Backdoor Betty, she says.
Backdoor Betty.
Now, I'm assuming that's just because you like to leave buildings through through the rear entrance and that kind of stuff?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
what that means. Okay.
Sure.
All right, I just want to make sure I didn't confuse anything.
Exactly. No, because when you're a porn star, that's what that means, backdoor.
If there was a new dessert named after you, Michelle, what delicious ingredients would be in it? What did you answer?
A nutty pear.
A nutty pear. Why is that?
Because I am a little bit nutty, and I do have a great pear.
That's true.
Nutty pear. That's hard to argue with.
Listen to Mike.
Woo! And if selected as a finalist, you'd be asked to perform in a talent show. What would your talent be? What is your talent, Michelle?
Well, whenever I go out, for some reason, somebody always puts a beer bottle in between my boobs and say, here, hold it.
Hold this for a second.
So I do that. But this time I'm kind of tweak it a little bit and bend backwards.
Bend backwards. And
then what happens?
Drink it?
No, not drink it. Just kind of, you can see my flexibility.
Okay.
All right. So you'll hold the beer bottle in your boobs while bending backwards.
Yes.
Excellent.
Now we had a young lady yesterday in the running for Miss Double December who opened a beer bottle with her boobs.
I saw that. That's actually pretty neat.
It's very impressive. I'm just wondering if you want to, are you still going to go with yours, or do you want to rethink and maybe go with your alternate talent, which is the booby tassel dancing, which I think that might also be very enticing.
I have to think about that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to see what our legality issues are down at the slide bar, whether we can have the tassel dancing or not.
We can have to do that one backstage, of course.
You can't stop a woman from jumping up and down if that's what she wants to do, Ralph. Come on. All right. So what are you prepared to do for us here today? And of course, you'll recreate whatever your talent is on stage in front of the live crowd Friday. But what do you want to do for us here this morning?
Put the beer bottle in between
beer
my
bottle.
Girls.
Okay. Let's see some of that
backwards.
Then. Yeah. And again, while she's getting set up, go to kevinabean.com. You can see Michelle's picture and you can vote for her. Adult Chocolate Milk sponsors the live webcast Friday morning. We'll be at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. A return visit. They treat us good down there, and we have a great broadcast. And please come on down and bring a toy. Well, she's putting the beer bottle in place now, so
she
I guess
is.
Right in between the boobs.
That's wow, you could put a six pack in there,
that's
couldn't
the,
you?
Right? Yeah. That's the whole beer bottle is
in. Sure is. You heard me.
Now she's going to bend thirsty. She was thirsty.
Yeah, I am.
Three choices
thirsty
there.
Thirsty and hungry.
Yeah.
All right.
And then just basically.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, look how flexible she is.
She's
oh my
literally
god!
All the way backwards to the ground.
It's like a circus act.
Again, how does she not fall down?
No.
It's a miracle of geometry.
She's defying physics.
All right. Your fans are listening, Michelle. They are deciding partly on the photos, partly on the personality as they hear you here on the radio. Last chance to pitch to them directly before Friday why they should vote for you to be Miss Double December 2011.
I'd basically probably be like the first rockabilly chick.
Well, that's true.
I don't know if we've had a rockabilly in Miss Double December. You may be right. I think so.
I think that's true. Yeah. So there you go. That's a good reason.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming in. We appreciate it. Go to kevinandbee.com. You can click on Michelle, and you can vote for her if you'd like.
I'd like to click on Michelle. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, we'll see you Friday. Thanks for coming in.
Bye-bye.
Your chance to win tickets for the Almost Acoustic Christmas 2010 concert coming up the weekend after next at the end of Ralph Schulpe's beat. I know that you are tempted, as I am, to punch away right now before Ralph gets into the good stuff, but we're going to give you a chance to win your tickets right when he is done, so do not do that. All right, Ralph, it's up to you, man.
Katy Perry has a new essence.
Oh, God.
Has a new fragrance. Has a new odeur.
Oh.
A new ode to Katy.
It doesn't involve Russell Brand at all, does it?
No.
All right, good.
You wouldn't want to smell like him, would you?
No.
He smells like fish and chips. And vinegar.
At best, right?
At best. No, Katy's got a new perfume called Purr.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
God.
Purr. I mean, P-U-R-R.
Right, good.
I'm guessing it's based on her pussycat.
Oh, good.
Maybe
job,
she
my God.
Likes the way that her cat smells.
That
That's where
be.
The purr comes
could
from.
Be her cat.
$45 in Nordstrom. You can pick it up for the very lucrative holiday gift giving season. You can get that if you want your girlfriend to smell like Katy Perry.
Oh, my God.
Then you buy some Purr and you splash it on her.
Yes.
Purr. Areas.
Sure.
Right.
Right.
Could have been called Fur. That would have been another option.
It's a Kardashian.
It's a Kardashian fragrance.
Yeah.
No word what it smells like yet, but I'm guessing just all good things like cotton candy and Jesus and puppies.
Yeah.
And fresh baked chocolate chip cookies, grandma's house and the holidays, and probably one of those porn booths you go into.
No,
when
no,
you watch
no. What? Huh?
What?
No.
I'm sorry.
Not
no,
that last
it doesn't
one.
Smell like that at all.
Nope.
Interestingly enough, Emma Watson of the Harry Potter series has been asked by several companies to put her name on a new fragrance, but she has rejected all offers.
That's shocking because they can make a lot of dough.
You'd be surprised how much some of these celebrities make off these fragrance lines. Emma says, well, first of all, Emma doesn't need the money because she's one of the richest actresses under the age of 25 in the history of movies. But she says to People Magazine that she doesn't see the appeal in general of perfume. She doesn't wear any herself, and she doesn't see what chicks dig about it so much. She especially says she can't understand why a woman would want to smell like someone else. Why would you want to have, you know, Kim Kardashian's fragrance or Britney Spears' fragrance?
She might be overthinking that. Really,
well, she seems like such a level-headed, smart, sort of grounded young lady that I'm impressed by her. First of all, her willingness to forego whatever millions of dollars they're dangling in front of her.
Right.
And secondly, the fact that she doesn't get caught up in all sort of that celebrity hoopla.
And I also like very much that as soon as she was done filming the Potter movie, she cut off all of her hair and enrolled into college. And now she's doing what she wants to do, which is cool.
Kristen Stewart.
Cool. She should be doing more movies. Who wants to go to school?
She'll go back to movies, Kevin. Kevin hates education.
No, I'm just saying.
Things that are smart.
Education is for people that can't make money making movies.
But I look at other people who've gone down that path, and they're your Natalie Portmans and your Jodie Fosters, and they're just, you know, really together women in addition to being talented actresses. I just think that's a good way to go.
Maybe she wants to go to college to learn stuff, Kevin.
Nah, it doesn't work that way.
As opposed to just getting a job out of college. Maybe she's going because she wants to learn things.
You go to college to party. You don't know anything.
That explains your English degree. I insist we call Kevin's alma mater at some point, maybe next year, and say, really?
Really?
How dare you? That's all I want to say.
If we sent transcripts of this show, could they retroactively take away his college degree?
They might have to. They might lose their accreditation.
It's like losing the Heisman if you don't, play by the rules.
I think they would have to.
Kristen Stewart's in the news. Apparently, she wants to get a boob job.
Yep.
She wants to enhance her assets.
Yeah, she needs it.
But her boyfriend, Rob Pattinson, is totally against it. Apparently, according to Star Magazine, she is interested in getting implants, but Rob has put his foot down as vigorously as he can.
Which is not very vigorously. No.
And has said that she's perfect the way she is, and he insists that she not go through with
it. She needs a personality implant. That's all she does.
She needs to go to charm school.
Yeah. You just put a chip in the back of her head that makes her awake.
Just not interesting. Just not sad and just deathly looking.
This Bristol Palin thing is just...
Why now?
It won't go away. This Bristol Palin story. You know, she was
Dancing with the Stars. Now,
though,
right?
She is.
So that's over. That's it.
Yeah. Apparently, she walked away from Dancing with the Stars with the money she made on that show, plus endorsement, book deals, clothing lines, and other opportunities she's gotten because of her appearance. She'll stand to make over $345,000.
Oh,
wow.
She's got a multi-million-dollar offer to appear in another reality show. According to insiders, they won't say which one. She's got a book deal, and she's got a gig as a spokesperson for a clothing line coming up. Also, she makes $35,000 for speaking engagements.
Yeah.
She books speaking engagement and goes and speaks
to
people.
Happens. Yep.
She's a teen activist, remember?
For that.
Yeah.
What could she possibly have to say?
Don't get pregnant. Don't be a teenage mom like I was.
Does she do a double act with the situation? Do they recreate their legendary performance?
World, yeah.
I would like to see that on Broadway. She's following in her mom's footsteps, of course.
She's going to be president?
Sarah. I don't think her mom was ever president.
No, she's going to be.
Sarah.
It's my fear.
Who is the star of Sarah Palin's Alaska, makes a lot of money with speaking engagements. And the Star Magazine got a hold of her contract and got to see her writer. What little bonus things on the back end of the deal that
love
she gets.
That. Yeah. Love this kind of stuff.
She gets first class travel on a private jet. She has to be flown wherever she's going, not first class commercially. It needs to be a private jet. It needs to be a Lear 60 or larger private plane.
Wow.
Is it because she travels with so many people in her entourage? Is
Maybe.
That why? Wow.
She gets a suite and two single rooms at a luxury hotel, whatever city she is speaking in. She gets two bottles of water with bendable straws backstage.
Not bendable, I'm out.
That's what I'm saying. That's where she draws the line. Wow, two bottles of water? You want both of those?
Why do you need bendable straws?
And this is the most interesting part for me. Pre-screened questions from the audience.
Wow.
All the questions asked by anyone in the audience has to be vetted by her and her staff first. So I guess Katie Couric won't be appearing at any of her speaking engagements anytime soon. I thought that was interesting.
About that. I love the private jet part because she's on a book tour right now through the Midwest, and every day she's blogging and tweeting about how great it is to meet the real Americans and the hardworking, you know, down-to-earth grassroots people out there on the trail.
Look. You know, stewardesses on private jets are very hardworking, down-to-earth people, and I'm sure the baggage handlers are, too.
Sure. Kevin, how can you not want her to be president? You love comedy politics.
I do.
That's a dangerous joke right there.
I do. That is a dangerous
joke.
That's
a lot to pay for a couple of yucks. That's all I'm saying.
I usually vote for comedy, but...
Woo! Ralph's got the impression down. As long as somebody's elected, we can do an impression of Barack Obama. Has been very tough for this show.
Yes, that's true. Today's celebrity birthday is Dick Clark, legendary TV personality and producer, is 81 years old today. Happy birthday, Dick. Dick Clark before he dicks you. You know, I've always said that.
Yeah, I've said that.
Ridley Scott is 73. Billy Idol is 55. Ben Stiller is 45. Sandra Oh from Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, my God.
His original name, by the way, not a lot of people know this.
Was Sandra. Oh, my God, it's coming this way.
She's 40. Clay Aiken's 32. Alicia Cuthbert is 28.
Come on.
Kelly Cuoco from The Big Bang Theory is 25 years
old.
Come on. You ready to play our mother effing montage?
That's correct. 21st annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, night number two. You can win tickets if you can tell us which bands. Are you just saying the bands or the songs?
Both. We need
both.
A song and the band.
All right. Now, the beautiful thing is, before we play this montage, we'll play it for you a couple of times here, is we're going to look for the first person who can name all five songs by title and artist in order. The hint is, they're all playing night number two, the night you're trying to win tickets for. So these songs are going to be from Phoenix, Vampire Weekend, Brandon Flowers, The Black Keys, The Temper Trap, Neon Trees, Florence and the Machine, Edward Sharp, and or The Broken Bells. There are five. We'll play it for you a couple times. Listen up.
Nope.
I couldn't do that in a million years.
You could give me a week, and I would not be able to break that down.
Here it is again.
I heard Der Kommissar in there someplace. Am I off?
1-800-520-1067. Call now one more time.
Smashing Pumpkins right there on the Kevin and Bean Show. They're playing night number one of the Almost Acoustic Christmas concert on Saturday, December 11th. The band Cake is on that lineup, too, by the way, and they will be joining us live in studio next hour. Right now, though, we got to turn our attention to night number two. We're trying to give away a pair of tickets, and it's funny because we have lots of different kinds of ways to win on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Right.
Sometimes it's knowledge about the band. Sometimes it's trivia. Sometimes it's wacky comedy. Sometimes it's you're called upon to perform or to do something to win the tickets.
Lyrics.
Yeah, it could be lyrics. I mean, there's lots of different ways. Some contests, if I were a listener, I would have a prayer at winning. Not this one.
Yeah, me either.
I'm out of my depth. When the montages come on, I don't know how people are able to win these, but they do, and I guarantee somebody's about to win tickets for night number two.
All right, let's start with...
Well, let's play it a couple times first for folks maybe who are just tuning in who have no idea why this is so difficult, but we're looking for all five bands, title and artist is what we're looking for, in order to win the tickets.
One more time.
That's like 3 seconds, yeah, right?
That's dumb. To me, I would go, dumb, can't get it. Let's start with Spencer. Hi, Spencer.
Hi, guys.
We need the band name and the song title.
Okay, I'll try this. First song is Animal by Neon Trees.
Yeah,
correct.
Well done.
Second song is Dog Days Are Over by Florence and the Machine.
Oh, sorry, that is incorrect.
Thank you for playing, though. 1-800-520-1067. Let's try Dennis. Line 7 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Dennis. Good luck. Let's have all five in order.
Let's try it one more time. I'll play it for each person. What do you think? Each person gets there.
Okay.
One more. Here you go. All right. Where are we? Dennis?
Nope. We were talking to Dennis, yeah.
He's not even on there. Okay. Hi, Dennis. Sorry.
Hi. Neon Trees Animal?
Yep.
Vampire Weekend A-Punk?
Right band, wrong song.
Thank you for trying, though. 1-800-520-1067. Melissa, line 8, our next contestant, trying to give away some tickets for night number 2. Hi, Melissa. Let's play it for you one more time.
All right. Band names and song titles.
Okay. Neon Trees, Animal.
Yep.
Vampire Weekend. I know it's Vampire Weekend, but I don't know the song.
It is, but you need to know it.
Guess? Well, you know it's not A-Punk. You want to take a guess?
Yes. Can I hear the montage one more time, please?
Sure. We'll play for you.
I think so.
Need a guess or we got to move on?
Thank you for playing.
No, she said holiday, though. She all right, go said ahead. It.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Okay. We have limited time. Go ahead.
Okay. 1901.
Sorry. Thank you for calling.
Let's try Emmanuel on line 4. Emmanuel, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you feeling about your chances right now? You've had the advantage of going after some other people who have sucked.
I got all 5 of them. I'm just missing one song, dude.
No kidding. Wow.
All right, let's play it for you one more time. Maybe it'll come to you in an inspiration. Here we go.
All right.
First is Neon Trees Animal.
Correct.
Second is Vampire Weekend Holiday.
Correct.
Third is Temper Trap, but I don't know the song name.
Oh, it's their biggest song.
Yeah.
It's the
I'm
one.
No man alive, I think. Yeah, I know. I just don't know the name.
Oh,
come on.
I have the other two for sure.
Oh, this is hurting me, Emmanuel. Come on. You can do it, buddy.
Can I get a hint? A little hint.
Yeah, it's a song by the Temper Trap. Right.
It's the song by the Temper Trap.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No. Nice effort, though. Thank you. Maybe Jason on line 6 can do it. Jason, listen up. We're going to play it for you one more time, and then hopefully you'll be able to put all the pieces together. Here we go. All right, good luck, dude.
Okay, the first one is Animal by Neon Trees.
Yes, how'd you get that?
Okay, then it's Holiday by Vampire Weekend.
Correct.
Then is it Sweet Disposition by Temper Trap?
Correct.
Yes, Sweet Disposition, and then, good.
And then is it Tidying Up by Black Keys?
Oh! Steven is on line 5. I got a good feeling about Steven. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Here it is one more time for you. Don't let us down, dude. Don't let us down.
All right. So it was Neon Trees, Animal?
Yes.
Yes.
Vampire Weekend, Holiday?
Yes.
Temper Trap, Sweet Disposition?
I think you need to turn down your radio because we're
getting... Oh, I'm sorry. And then...
Phoenix what?
1901?
Yes.
And then the fifth one was the Black Keys. Tighten that ass up.
Yeah! I gotta be honest, even though Steven had the benefit of the other contestants before him, he did not sound like a guy who was gonna be able to pull it off.
I didn't think so either.
You were gonna go see all 5 of those bands you mentioned, plus Brandon Flowers, Florence and the Machine, Broken Bells, and Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros. It's night number 2 of the Almost Acoustic Christmas, December 12th. Way
yeah.
to go. Thanks for listening, man.
Nicely done, man. We'll see you on a week from
You can go to KevinAndBean.com, by the way, and take a look at the next Miss Double December contestant who's going to be joining us in studio in about 10 minutes. That is the beautiful Amy, if you'd like to vote for her. And you get details on the live broadcast Friday also. I got a question that we ask so often on this program. Psycho Mike, back me up on this. The question is, Kevin, why do you hate?
Oh, I'll tell you.
That's the question we so often ask. Am I right?
I'm more than happy to tell you. In this particular case, it is the Today Show. And we have it on in the background sometimes. And Prince... Billy?
Who William.
What, William? Prince yes. William is getting married.
That's right.
To some chick named Kate Middleton. Now.
Correct.
In England, right? In
right.
London.
Right.
Right. They're not American.
No.
No, not at all. The Today Show has done, they've donated most of their time every day since the announcement talking about this wedding.
You are a murderer of love!
So they start off by looking at Westminster Chapel, and here's the announcement.
Take a look live at Westminster Abbey. We understand the Queen is there this morning, and we now know that Prince William and Kate Middleton, or Catherine Middleton, will be married there on Friday, April 29th. There is the Queen. If you had plans for the 29th of April, cancel.
Oh, yes, because I'm going to get invited. Okay, so.
Well, I'm sure they'll be live from England to cover the royal wedding, even if they're not actually physically in the
right,
chapel.
But right? What was the date of the wedding?
It was April 29th, wasn't
April
it?
April 29th. Every day they've done a story on it. Don't you go, we'll let you know coming up in April.
Right. About April 20th, we'll pick this story back up and let you know how the wedding plans are proceeding.
I wonder how many days that is from now.
Get this. That's 157 days from now. We'll start to put a little counter up in the bottom of the screen here from now on.
I wish they were joking about that.
Why is there, look, I'm kind of with you on this one. Why is there so much coverage on a wedding from two people that we don't know about or care about in another country?
I don't know.
Why does the Today Show need to cover that so extensively?
Listen to this question and answer, and then this will probably answer your question because this is very important.
April 29th, what is the significance of that date?
Well, this is the date they wanted.
All right, good. Okay. So that's the significance. All right.
I mean, that's a significant date for the couple. I don't know why it's significant for the rest of us.
But they're out, right? I mean, now they're out.
I would think they wouldn't have anything else they could cover at this
point.
They got
to talk about the wedding dress.
We're going to ask the woman behind Princess Diana's wedding gown in just a moment.
Yes. Now, not the current wedding dress, but the woman behind Princess Diana's dress.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to talk to her in a moment. That's happening. But now there's a little bit of a problem because the new chick, Kate, has a designer in Brazil that she likes. And everybody in England's all up in arms. Like, oh, no, it's got to be somebody British. It can't be somebody from Brazil.
Let's talk a little bit about these two top contenders to design the dress.
They're contenders! Are they going to box?
Issa, who's the Brazilian designer that Kate likes very much, and Philippa Leple, what is the difference in the style that they would bring to their creations?
Now,
wait, they're not talking about somebody who's making the wedding dress.
Right.
They're talking about people who potentially could contend to make the wedding dress
two
for a wedding that's happening in 6 months.
Yes, two possibilities. It could be neither of them.
I don't know. You're the Today Show, and you're on in America, and it seems like there's lots of news happening in America
that might be worth covering. Why do I hate?
You hate because you have every right to hate in this case.
All right, so the next day... that was all the first day. The next day, remember it was 157 days?
156 days and counting. That is how long Prince William and Kate Middleton have to get ready for their big day.
And that's how long we're going to cover it.
Oh, my God.
Come on now. So now it comes down to choices. I mean, there's a lot of choices to be made when there's a wedding.
In the category of wedding dilemmas most people don't have, they will have to choose a carriage. There's over 100.
So they got to pick out which carriage they want,
Dean. I would be really fascinated. We don't have time today, but I would be really interested to know if there are any people who listen to our show who really care about the details of this wedding. Do you care about these people, and do you care about this wedding? And if so, why?
You don't know anything you're talking about because everybody wants to dress like Kate Middleton.
You are a good friend of Kate Middleton.
Oh, I forgot this one.
And can you describe what their budding romance was like?
Well, way back when they first started, it was just like any other normal couple.
Yeah, they had to go to a friend to find out how they met and how they fell in love. Now,
everyone wants to dress like Kate Middleton.
All right, I'd like to suggest that that's not true. I'd like to suggest that most people in America don't even know who she is.
Right.
And could care less to dress like her.
Everyone wants to dress like Kate Middleton. With grace and grandeur, the next princess is helping revive the look of ladylike headpieces.
Ladylike headpieces!
This is going to be a long 6 months.
Come on! Why do I hate Dean?
I don't know. For a new generation.
Whether she is in the spotlight at a wedding or just laying low at a town festival, today's style editor and Bobby.com's Bobby Thomas is here with some of Kate's signature styles. Bobby, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So then Bobby goes on and tells her about her style.
Please let them elope and please let us never hear of it.
April 29th. April 29th is when that's happening.
It's going to be a long, long, long winter.
Yeah.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Miss Double December 2011 will be crowned live on our show Friday. Go over to KevinAndBean.com as we all meet Amy now.
Here she comes. She's our Miss Double December.
Boobs.
She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
Bobby.
She's got big guns, baby. She's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my is hard.
Winner. Winner.
You can't say winner every time we have one of the guys come in.
But there's a pretty girl in the room, though.
Yeah, I know. But the voting is closed.
It makes me tingly. It makes me tingly in places.
Please
don't want to hear about that.
I become Eli Manning when Amy walks
in
the room.
Please stop being creepy.
You can go to KevinAndBean.com and you can see all 10 finalists. Amy is in studio with us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Welcome, my dear. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
You are great.
Is this true that you are a banker?
I am a banker, yes. I take people's deposits.
Oh, come on.
You work at a sperm bank?
Come on.
Not that kind of bank, but you know, sometimes.
This is a
financial kind of deposit, right?
This is a financial institution you work at.
It is a financial institution I work at, but sometimes when men hand me money, it's a little sticky.
Yeah. Oh,
gotta go wash my hands after.
Wow.
Are you a teller at this bank? Or
no, I'm a banker. I can do loans. I can do equities. I can do accounts. All of that stuff.
You could take any man's money who walked into your bank. You could just take as much as you wanted, couldn't you?
I totally do.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Is this the smartest group of Miss Double D contestants we've ever had, by the way, Ralph?
Maybe.
Seems like everybody's got real careers and college educations and the whole deal. It's
grad
weird.
Grad students and business degree holders and bankers. It's very impressive.
Under if you wrote an autobiography, what would the title be? You put, Amy, my life is a sexy nerd.
I'm totally a geek. People think I'm a party animal all the time, but really, sounds boring, but I love to read. Like, my real talent, I can read like 10 books in one day, but I didn't think your listeners wanted to watch that.
So. No, that's great radio. Yeah, just sit there
exactly.
And read a book. That'd be great.
For a guy who hasn't read 10 books in his whole life, that's impressive.
Kevin hasn't finished 10 coloring books in his entire life.
Ken has. I have.
Yes.
Amy, do you have a Kindle? If not, I'll buy you one.
I don't have
a
Kindle
yet. Hey, take it easy,
yet.
Dude.
Done.
Thank you.
Let me see. If they named a new dessert after you, what delicious ingredients would be in it? Your
just
answer
what?
Is simple and to the point. It is what?
Cream.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Just a big bowl of cream.
Just cream.
Amy knows what she's
whip
doing
the cream?
Here.
You don't have to whip it because it's already moist and you can lick it off.
Oh, my goodness. God. Now she's right. Just
she
coming for the heart cell.
All right.
She was prepared for this interview. I can
she
tell,
was.
By the way.
Your photos that you sent in look professionally done. Do you model also when you're part-time or something like that?
I just started, like, last month because these boobs are somewhat new.
Ah.
And actually, that was my first photo shoot ever.
No
well,
kidding.
They look no
great.
Kidding.
Well done.
Thank you.
What size did you go to when you got the new boobs?
They were really, really big when they were new, like over a 32 double D, and then mm-hmm. they shrank a little bit, so it's like on the cusp of a 32D.
They came all the way back to double D.
Okay.
But they
all shrunk all the way down to a double D.
I know, that sucks.
Yeah.
How did you hear about the competition, and what made you think, hey, I want to be Miss Double December on the Kevin and Bean Show?
Well, every single year, I always, you know, listen and I watch, but I didn't have them because you didn't have a contest for A Cup, so
no.
I couldn't enter, and then this year, I'm like, you know what, screw it. I have now. Let's just try.
All right.
I'm so glad you said that because we get furious emails asking why there's not a Miss Double A or whatever. To which we say, do what Amy did and get with the program and enter the real competition, the Miss Double December competition.
We should have two competitions: one in April. And then double D. We should do this twice.
But no one will come to the one in April, though.
Yes, they will.
That's the problem. Amy, what is your talent that you're going to be doing for us today and on stage Friday in Fullerton?
I can pick things up with my feet. I'm really good with my toes. I have really good control with them.
I can pick things up with my toes? Like what?
I can pick my panties off the ground with my toes.
Oh,
pennies?
Wow.
Wow.
That's what I brought, so...
Did you
okay.
say,
wait,
you're like,
hold
part,
on,
you're like
part spider monkey or something. That's amazing.
Wait, I'm not clear because I thought she said panties.
I said
pennies. Oh, I thought she said pennies.
No,
pennies. I thought she said pennies also. That sounds more challenging
so
than panties.
It's panties, like panties. G-string panties.
All right.
Oh, panties.
See, that's
I
way
better.
I can pick up panties with my toes, though. That's not that hard. Pennies, that's difficult.
Could you pick up a panty full of pennies?
And not spill.
I can try.
What did you bring this morning to pick up? For us.
A G-string.
A G-string.
There it is.
Is
right.
it the one you're all wearing? Right. Are you going to take that off and pick it up, or did you bring a separate one?
I actually bought a separate one.
Oh, all right. Well, all right.
If you don't sorry,
win,
Ralph.
If you don't
no
win,
soup today.
Okay.
No soup for you.
That's okay.
You can go to KevinAndBean.com and see Amy's picture and vote for her, by the way. The live pageant is going to be Friday morning in Fullerton. We are back with our friends at the Slide Bar, brought to you by Adult Chocolate Milk. That's the webcast, by the way. If you're not able to come down in person, you can actually watch it online through KevinAndBean.com. And don't forget, if you are coming down again this year, we do request you bring a new unwrapped toy. The Marines are going to be down there with our Toys for Tatas, which, by the way, tremendous turnout every year for the toys, and we're very happy to be able to participate in this
way. Hey, dude that keeps talking while a girl is in the studio wanting to pick up her panties with her toes.
I want people to know what's going on with
right,
the competition.
Great.
All right, we are ready to see your talent, Amy.
Okay.
Take those headphones off, back up, I'll pull the chair out of the way for you, and you can do your magic. You need lower?
By the way,
you want to do it seated?
Drum roll again, please, Bean.
Yes. I don't know who Amy's doctor is, by the way, but we got to get that to recommend for people who call and ask, because he did a spectacular job.
He did.
Let me see if I can lower this for you.
Well, why do you need a lower chair? Drum roll again, please, Bean.
What's going on here? How tough could
chair.
This be?
I think she's going to sit down and do it.
I'm going to sit down and do it.
All right.
Is that low enough for you?
Right.
Another drum roll, please.
Too high?
Yeah.
Hold on, get up. I'll lower it more.
He's going to lower it more.
Hey, Ralph.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're still on the air.
What do you want? She needs the chair lowered. What do you want me to do?
What would you like me to do, Kevin?
Just lower
That's what she needs to get it to get it
all right,
job
good?
Done.
Okay. Drum roll again, please.
Okay. Right, she's got the G-string. She's right, going to put it on the floor. Radio. It is on the floor. Her toes are working on the G-string. Oh, she's going to put the panties on.
What?
From
well,
the floor
that's
up.
A whole different thing.
That is very different.
Wow, look at those stems.
Yeah.
Did you just say stems?
Yeah, 1920s gangster. Look at those girders. Look at those pins. Look at those walking sticks.
We need to eliminate Bean from these conversations.
And
there you go.
There you go.
Come on now.
Those panties now went she's, all the way up.
Do that now again. She's wearing two pairs of panties, and that's no good for anyone.
Yeah, all right. She's got panties on those stems. Stems. I'm going to put on my heater and get my gat and really ventilate some guy. Budgie.
You can vote for Amy, and why wouldn't you, at kevinandbean.com, and then come down and see us.
She's the cat's pajamas.
Catch it on Friday. Amy, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you so much.
6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and coming up in the next hour, we have Cake, and we also have your chance to win tickets.
Good, I'm starving.
For night number one of the 21st annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, The Smashing Pumpkins, Social D, My Chemical Romance, Bad Religion, Jimmy Eat World, Cake, of course, A Day to Remember, The Dirty Heads, Amberlin, and Switchfoot. Your chance to win is coming up in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. It's 7:55.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. Ralph Garman joins us at this time every hour to take a look at what's going on in the world. Oh, showbiz. What's happening, Ralph?
Somebody is watching Chuck in the next studio very loudly. That's no, that's, I just keep hearing the Chuck theme over and over and over again. Must be some fan of Zachary band. Levi over there. Just has it cranked up to 11.
No, that's
and
Cake.
Keeps watching it so loudly.
The band Cake plays that. They're, one of their songs is the theme for Chuck, and I think they're rehearsing because they're going to be playing it live for us next
time. What?
Yeah. I can see the confusion.
Nice delivery.
Thanks, I appreciate Good. That. Billy Bob Thornton is giving us all a little Christmas present. He said, looks like there's going to be a sequel to his 2003 movie, Bad Santa.
Oh, love it.
That sounds awesome. I loved that film so much.
I did too.
It was so wildly inappropriately funny. He said, I've never done a sequel to one of my movies before, but that one makes sense to me to do. So apparently it's in the works. We get a second Bad Santa.
Fantastic.
Well, it's mashed potatoes with no gravy. You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
That doesn't mean anything to me.
I have no idea what you're saying.
Sorry about that. Sean Connery should play Bad Santa in the second one. He'd be a good Bad Santa.
Not to be a buzzkill, but two of the main characters in that movie were Bernie Mac and John Ritter.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Way to go, Captain Death.
I'm just thinking, you know, they were both excellent and it really helped make that movie. It's going to be hard to.
Yeah. Speaking of Christmas, you might want to line up Friday night at midnight to make sure you get to the stores early Saturday morning. That's when the Justin Bieber dolls go on sale.
Oh, man.
Wait, is that when?
Saturday.
This
coming Saturday is when the Bieber dolls go on sale. So you may want to get in line to make sure you get all five. Collect all five of them. Each one, they say, has a distinctive Bieber look. How can you have five dolls then? Because there's just one Bieber look. Yeah. It's him in a hoodie with the goofy hairdo and bruised knees.
No!
Got a little something right here.
Where's that?
Right here. Corner of the mouth.
What is it?
That's what I'm saying.
No!
How do you feel we're doing with your Impede the Beeb campaign?
Stronger
Ralph.
Than ever.
It really
His
is.
His career is being crippled by our Impede the Beeb program.
Just He's got a book out now, you know. He's on a book tour.
Of course he
it's
is.
It's almost completed. Another week, it'll be complete.
The dolls sing about 30 seconds of some of his greatest hits, including Baby and One Less Lonely Girl. Singing dolls go for $28. The ones that don't sing go for $18.
That should be the other way around.
It should be more. Yes. The less music, the more expensive the doll, if I were selling them. But that's me. And it's a very Christmas-themed showbiz beat today. Because, you know, one of the classic Christmas songs, the one everyone looks forward to hearing every year, is the Band-Aid Christmas song, Do They Know It's Christmas?
Right.
Feed the World.
Great song.
Let Them Know It's Christmas Time.
Right.
Bob Geldof co-wrote that song with Ultravox lead singer Midge Ure in 1984, and Bob says he hates that song.
All right.
Bob Geldof said this year he thinks it's one of the worst songs ever written.
Wow.
Well, he's wrong.
He dreads going to the supermarket because he says he hears it blasting over the speakers every Christmas, and he fears he will do so for the rest of his life.
Overkill might be part of a problem, but I don't think that... I mean, how
He's
often
not
is...
proud of that work. Says he absolutely hates it.
Those of you that don't know that song, I have a clip.
So I can see
see how he, that's not his best work.
The world.
Right, that's the chorus.
We need to do a mashup.
I wonder if he's secretly angry and bitter because he didn't make any money off of it because it was a charity single.
Yeah, all the stupid Ethiopians yeah. got rice and beans and stuff.
Best song he ever wrote, didn't make a dime off of it.
Whatever. It always cracks me up. About a mile away from our studios here is Little Ethiopia, the Ethiopian restaurant section of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe those restaurateurs should have stayed in Ethiopia and fed some more Ethiopians instead of moving their restaurants to Los Angeles. That's all I'm saying.
Because we're all full up
with
restaurants.
What's Ethiopian cuisine like? It's just like sand?
Rocks.
Sand, rocks, water.
It is
clouds.
About three buildings, that section of town. it's one light, one block.
Speaking of songs, new Michael Jackson music.
Yeah. Yes.
Another brand new Michael Jackson song. And I'm telling you, this man was talented beyond our knowledge. Had we known he was holding back on this many smash hits, we should have insisted he released them while he was alive.
Now, is this another one that's on the one in December that he's going to release?
This is on the Michael.
Michael, that's the name of it.
The name of the album, yeah. And this is another clip from new Michael Jackson music, posthumously.
What's this called?
This is called I'm Dead.
I don't think that's the name.
But there's a new song. Well,
come on. All right.
Kevin.
And would you like to go with me? And she answered no to me. But I guess I learned my lesson much too soon. Take away this never-ending sorrow. This lonely feeling from my soul. I knew what things bring tomorrow.
What the hell was that? One of the worst I've ever heard. I hate you so much, I want to shoot you in your face.
Honey, I like you, but you're just not right for this competition.
Yo, dog, I gotta tell you, for me, man, that was not even half good, dude.
Sounds like a song from a bad animated movie or something.
It does.
Play
it
over
sounds
the
like 10 other songs he's done, too.
But none
Gone
none
Too
good.
Soon and whatever other songs that sound like that.
Yes, all of those.
That one's called Much Too Soon, and according to TMZ.com that posted it this morning, it was one of the Thriller outtakes, and we can see why it did not make the album.
Yeah. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Dick Clark, television personality, producer, and of course, the king. Oh, I just got a message.
Yeah,
the king of New Year's Eve.
Yeah,
he's the one that counts us down every year.
Without that,
him and
Rai Rai.
That's right.
Yeah,
they came to party and they were disappointed.
No, they weren't.
All right, let's count it down: 20, right. 19, 16, 17, 9, 12, 10, 4, 14. Happy New Year! 7, 6, 8, 11, 11, 18. 5, 3, 2, 20. Happy New Year!
I think he said 11 twice.
Yeah,
right,
he's confused
a
little bit, I think.
Couldn't follow that.
Thank you, Dick.
Ridley Scott is 73 years old. Billy Idol is 55 years old. Ben Stiller turns 45. Sandra Oh is 40. Clay Aiken celebrates his 32nd birthday. Alicia Cuthbert of 24 is 28. That's confusing. Kelly Cuoco. From the Big Bang Theory, she's 25 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Very excited. A week from Saturday night, night number one of the Almost Acoustic Christmas Concert. December the 11th features Smashing Pumpkins, Social Distortion, My Chemical Romance, Bad Religion, Genie Eat World, A Day to Remember, The Dirty Heads, Amberlin, Switchfoot, and wait, I'm forgetting one. Oh, yes, Cake. Ladies and gentlemen, joins us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, boys, how are you?
Oh, we're great. How are you doing?
Very good. Thank you.
So great to have you back. I feel like it's been a million years since the last time there was new Cake music. Am I wrong? Did I miss an album? What happened?
We took a little time off. We got off our label contract and built a solar-powered studio, did some other things, and we're back with a new album. Comes out on January 11th.
How much time did you take off?
5 or 6 years.
That's a... isn't there some... fear of we won't be well received again. No one will want us anymore.
All our fans will be dead by
honestly,
the time we come back.
I don't think it really makes that much of a difference.
It doesn't.
Everybody's so fear based in this business.
They are. That's why I asked.
Yeah, everybody's just chasing their tails though, and it's a lot of landfill. And I think it's just. I mean, I think people could take more time between albums.
Well, certain bands certainly should. And then there's others, yeah, you know, that you wish would speed it up a little. You guys aren't exactly setting the pace. That's all.
Yeah, well, normally we were a lot faster with albums, but we just had to, like, basically with the music industry imploding, we had to sort of take a break and figure out what we wanted to do. And one of the things we wanted to do is start our own label again. We started out with our first album was on our own label, and it was...
That was in 94?
Yeah, and it was a lot easier that way.
Really, because you own the album?
Yeah, and we work better. We don't really work well with a corporate sort of structure, and we had found ourselves in that situation.
Yeah.
And it's hard to, you know, it's hard to actually let decisions that are really important to your band be made by, like, corporate people that have totally different imperatives,
and they don't really probably even know much about you or your music.
Just like, you know, and they don't really pay attention, so we're glad to have the steering wheel again.
Now, was part of it, you guys have been together for a long time, worked very hard the first few albums of your career, toured a lot. Was part of it, hey, it's time to live a little bit too and have a family and kind of enjoy ourselves rather than be working all the time?
That's true. There's something really soul-destroying about being on tour for 2 years and then coming home and have everyone ask you, where the hell's your new album?
Yeah, come on, come on. You know, so I can see that. I mean,
we did that for years, and then we were pissed. We hated everyone.
I'm getting bummed out right now, by the way, just so you know.
No, listen, I can understand if you're touring 2 years on the same album and the people want to hear the same songs. I mean, you're setting yourself up to hate that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, and if it were just playing music, it would be one thing, but it's not. It's just, it's 16 hours on the bus in the middle of the night and waking up at 4 in the morning at a bus stop, at a truck stop in the middle of, like, nowhere and eating lousy food.
That's fine for one night, and then you do that for 2 years, and you're like, I want to kill myself.
Yeah. You do make it sound glamorous, though. I hope a lot of young people out there are taking notes if they want to start a rock band. Okay, now, you kind of glossed over it, but I am interested in why a solar-powered studio, because you guys live in Sacramento where they have electricity. It's not necessary for you to put up panels. What's going on?
You have a lot of sun, too.
Well, we've actually, one of the places we've toured is Germany, and Germany's the number one producer of solar power.
And
which is weird.
That is weird.
Because Germany, if you've been there, is pretty cloudy.
Seems cloudy and foggy most of the time.
It's kind of a drag. And so that inspired us and made us feel guilty for not having solar panels in a sunny place like Sacramento, California.
Now, is it 100% powered by?
Yeah, like our album has been rehearsed and recorded and produced with 100% solar power.
Is there any time when you're rehearsing or you're recording and it just the power runs out?
No.
And you go, I got to wait till tomorrow, a sunny day.
No, that's just like spin from the power company.
All
that's
right, I'm just checking.
True. Yeah.
All right.
Interesting. By the way, I live in Seattle, John. This is Bean speaking here. And there's a huge solar power business up here. I mean, it's very popular. Even in a place like Seattle, there's plenty of sun because it stores it.
Yeah.
When it's nice out.
We were just up even worse than Seattle. We were up in Alaska. And they were all over solar power.
Yeah. Interesting.
And you'd be surprised.
Somewhere Al Gore is listening and smiling. Okay,
well,
let's talk about
him.
Let's talk about Showroom of Compassion. This is the first new Cake album in, I think we said, what, 7 years or something like that?
Oh, 6 or 7, yeah.
6 or 7 years, and it comes out on 1/11/11, January 11th. It's available for pre-order right now through your website, cakemusic.com, or through iTunes or the digital downloads. Even though you've been gone for a long time, is it similar to Cake Music that we've loved in the past, or is that all different now, too?
I think it's more similar, but... We allowed there to be piano on the album. I'd never allowed piano before, and we also allowed reverb on the vocals. So that's different. But I mean, the songs are, you know, they're Cake songs, and
we've been playing "Sick of You," which is great.
Yeah,
I mean, it
sounds like a Cake song. Yeah. In some ways.
You can tell it's you guys, and that's great.
What was your reason for not allowing that crazy new instrument, the piano, on previous records?
Glad you asked. I thought it sounded too classy.
Too classy.
Yeah, I didn't want us to sound classy.
What about the reverb? Same thing?
Reverb, same kind of thing, kind of grandiose. I thought, one of the reasons why I started the band is because I wanted things to sound aggressively small. Like, we first came out during the sort of bombast of the early 90s grunge era, and we thought that was really actually, sort of magnificent and huge and sort of sounding, even though it was sort of posed as low self-esteem, it was still, you know, muscle rock, and we wanted to sound small as a sort of a big FU to what we thought was excessive. And so, you know, reverb sounded like the same kind of thing, like almost like the the guy behind the curtain in The Wizard of Oz.
Right. What about the use of your songs in Apple commercials, on Chuck TV show? What about, does that not fly in the face of small?
No, why would, oh, no, that's fine. Why would that be a problem?
Well, I don't know. Yeah. I'm just,
I mean, it's, we don't have
I'm not
any,
challenging you. I don't,
yeah, we don't I really like think that there's, I mean, actually the Apple commercials are first, like, TV thing. We thought it didn't change the fundamental meaning of the song, and so we didn't have a problem with it. That's sort of, those are our criteria, are mostly aesthetic. It's not a moral issue. A moral issue is like leaving your mom out in the street to starve.
Do you do that?
No.
Okay, good. All right.
But
just getting a bead.
But yeah, but
okay, so if it doesn't change the meaning of the song, yeah, or whatever, then it's fine.
As long as it's not a bait and switch on your fans.
Right.
Which
right.
Hopefully it's not.
That's the voice of John McCrae from Cake, you're listening to on the Kevin Bean Show. The band is here. They're going to be performing live for us here in a couple minutes. Let me ask you one more thing before the break, and that is, because you have such strong opinions about so many things and a real definite idea of what you want to do, has it been tough to keep a band together for as long as you have with the original members? I mean, is there ever any kind of push and pull between your guys? Because you're clearly the leader here with the vision.
Yeah, well, you know, anytime you get more than two or three white males in a room... There's going to be weird, you know, everybody's going to have a sense of entitlement about certain things, and that's fine. And, you know, aggression is part of life, and, there's push and pull, and there's certainly been a lot of that, over the years, less so now. I think like, we've sort of figured out what we are and what we do, and
it makes it a lot easier, right?
Yeah. People have different functions, and so people have different areas of expertise,
right?
And you stay out of each other's areas of expertise, and everybody gets a little fiefdom, you know?
Is the Fantastic. Area of expertise of Vince not speaking?
Well,
is that his area of expertise?
My He's the mute.
I'm pretty good at that. I can do it.
It's my fault.
He's been here the whole time. He hasn't said a word.
This is a really riveting conversation. It's very captivating.
It has to do with the coffee, I'm afraid.
Ah, all right. All right, the band Cake is here. We could not be more excited to welcome them back to the Acoustic Christmas lineup Saturday, December 11th. I am a huge fan of you guys. I'm so happy that you're on the bill. I'm very excited to hear you play coming up here next when we return right after this on The Kevin and Bean Show.
This is The Kevin and Bean Show. Cake has a new album coming out in January called Showroom of Compassion. They have a new song we've been playing called Sick of You, and they're also playing night number one of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, and we're excited to have them in the studio performing live. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Cake.
Diamond. I want a girl who knows what's best. I want a girl with shoes that cut and eyes that burn like cigarettes. I want a girl with the right allocations, who is fast and thorough and sharp as a tack. She is playing with her jewelry. She's putting up her hair. She is touring the facility and picking up slack. I want a girl with a short skirt and a long jacket. Okay. I want a girl who gets up early. I want a girl who stays up late. I want a girl with uninterrupted prosperity. Hey.
nicely done.
That sounded amazing. The band Cake here on the Kevin and Bean Show. The new album available for pre-order at cakemusic.com or through your digital download of choice. Showroom of Compassion is what it's going to be called. They'll be playing night number one of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas Concert on a Saturday night. Kevin, you and the band going to play another one for us?
I was tempted to shout hey and ho, but I was afraid I'd go ho when they were haying.
You don't want to do that.
Bad news. What's the name of that thing that you hit?
That's called a vibra-slap.
A vibra-slap.
Yeah, it sounds like a sex toy.
It does.
It's actually descended from a really ancient instrument from Africa that is basically the jawbone of a large mammal. And when the gums dry up, the teeth vibrate in the sockets when it's hit against...
Are you effing with us?
Sorry?
Are you effing with us? Is that true?
No, that's the truth.
Really? That's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, humans are badass.
This show is entertaining and educational today.
You guys can play another one?
We will.
Oh, fantastic. Live Cake now.
My guitar's not working.
Hang on, his guitar's not working. Let's get this fixed. Is the amp off? Try power. Sorry, he's playing. John's playing the guitar and he can't hear it. Oh, there you go.
Can you hear anything?
Take two. Yes, we can hear that. Oh, he's turning that power off.
We're not lying, we're really live here.
He's checking the plug, pushing button. Now he's hitting. He was just pushing, now he's hitting. There you go, that's working. All right. And now...
Stupid son.
And now Cake with another song live.
I'm so sick of you, so sick of me. I don't want to be with you. I'm so sick of you, so sick of me. I don't want to be with you. Come here.
about that?
That sounded great.
Point for cake.
That's good.
So glad this band is back. Showroom of Compassion available now. Compassion, sorry, available now. And see the band a week
from Saturday.
Not available
now. Available the 1st of January.
Well, for pre-order. You can pre-order it now. That's what I'm saying. Right. You should, in fact.
I agree.
And we'll see the band again a week from Saturday. Cake, thank you so much for coming in, man. Great to see you guys on the Kevin Bean Show. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 8:39.
Yeah! Yeah!
We're going to give away some tickets for night number one.
Woo! I love cake!
Right. Christmas concert. Ladies and gentlemen, the ace of cakes from the Food Network has joined us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Doug. How are you?
I'm a card and I need to be dealt with.
Formerly of the Food Network.
Well, you have one season left. Your 10th season debuts in January, but you've already filmed it.
10-layer cake, baby. 10 layers.
Okay. Why are you so extreme and so excited about making cakes?
Because I'm the ace of cakes. I'm a card and need to be dealt with.
Right, but it's just pastry. It's just, it's not that hard.
Cake's a way of life, man.
How can a cake maker be so aggressive about anything?
Because cake rules.
Okay.
Cake. You know what people have? They have dinner. They say, dinner. When we have dinner? Cake. The best part of the meal is cake.
All right. You must have loved the band that was just in your play.
Oh, so good.
It must be your favorite. All right.
My favorite band, cake.
Here's the thing. 1-800-520-1067. We're going to give you a chance to play for tickets to join us on that special night a week from Saturday. It's a little game we like to call A Piece of Cake.
It's a piece of cake, yummy, just like the band Cake playing night number one. It's a piece of cake, yummy, you'll go to Acoustic Christmas and have some fun.
Okay.
The only thing involving cake I don't like.
The next time Psycho Mike asks us if we want to preview the intro, we need to say yes.
Yes, we do. Ace of Cakes, we have contestants on the line. How is the game played?
I will name... No, I won't.
You're not going to name anything.
I will describe a famous cake.
Okay.
These are all cakes you eat.
Right.
Okay.
I will describe it. You need to identify what cake I'm talking about.
Is this voice difficult to do?
These are all great cakes. Okay, I love these cakes.
Right, of course.
Yes.
All right, let's start
I think Kevin is asking if it hurts your voice to be the ace of cakes.
It hurts more when I talk about stuff that doesn't have to do with the game.
Okay, all right, let's move on then to contestant number one. This is going to be our man, Louie, on line one to play for the game. Hey, Lou, how are you, man?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, thank you.
You ready for cake?
Oh, yeah.
All right. This cake appeared around 1900 and was so rich, so chocolatey, so delicious that people thought it must be somewhat sinful. What cake am I talking about?
Devil's
food
cake.
Devil's food cake!
How does he do it? Nicely done.
He's right.
Amazing.
He is right. Take it easy.
He's a card. He needs to be dealt with.
He's not. He was correct.
You are in the drawing, Louie. Hang on. We'll find out if you win tickets for night number one. Let's try Al, line two. Al, welcome to A Piece of Cake.
Good morning, guys.
Hi there.
Al, this cake can be traced back to the Middle Ages in Europe, when sugar and honey were scarce and expensive. So this vegetable was used to sweeten cakes and desserts.
Carrot cake?
Yeah!
What is happening? What is happening with people getting these right?
Yeah!
What are you
yelling? I love cake!
Okay, right. Fine. We have Millie. Hi, Millie.
Hi.
Say hi to the Ace of Cakes.
Millie. Hi, Ace of Cakes.
Hi, Millie!
All right, listen up. Here's your clue.
The earliest recipe for this cake was published in 1962 as a suggestion for Valentine's Day due to its association with a color and a rich, luxurious fabric.
Ooh, red velvet cake.
Yes!
Wow, three out of three.
I love
that velvet cake! Take it easy. It's just
everyone's
cake.
In the drawing so far. I'm shocked by this.
Wait, do you love cake?
Cake is great!
Greg, hi.
How you doing?
Good. Say hi to the ace.
What's up, Ace?
Hey, what's up, Greg?
Do you have any questions for him?
I do.
No, not you. Do you have any questions for the Ace of Cakes?
Is cake fattening?
Yes! That's right. Did you work it off, man? You work it off with some MMA fighting afterwards.
You don't MMA fight.
I do.
No, you do not. All right, question.
A very popular restaurant chain adopted this cake's name and sounds like they manufacture them on a conveyor belt.
Don't be the first one.
It's a restaurant chain with a cake name in it. Big restaurant chain.
You're not as excited now.
A lot of restaurants in this chain.
Wow, Greg, you're really bringing down the energy of the room. We had something going there for a minute. What is it, Ace of Cakes?
The Cheesecake Factory.
That's what we were looking for.
Cheesecake.
Stupid Greg. All right, let's go to Kim. Hi, Kim.
How are you?
We're good.
Good. How are you, Kim?
Quit yelling.
Kim, do you have any questions for the Do you have any questions for the Ace of Cakes?
Go ahead.
What?
I didn't hear that.
Okay.
Hear
right.
Here's your question.
I think she's got a mouthful of cake. Can't understand her. I hope she does.
All right. Here's the question.
Got a mouthful of the Ace of Cakes.
Right.
Here's your question. This cake originated in Germany. And you know it's got to be good because they make good stuff in Germany.
Everything.
Right.
It is baked in a shut up. I'm not done.
Let him finish the question.
This cake is baked in a special pan to give it its trademark hole in the center.
Fudge cake.
Did you, by the way, your first guest that interrupted the question was German chocolate, wasn't it?
That's right. Yes, it was.
Oh, yes, it's a good thing you waited.
Gotta wait for the end of the ace.
Gotta wait, I know.
Wait for the ace to be done.
That's right.
You are in the drawing. We have time for Gary, line 6, joining us on Piece O' Cake, playing for concert tickets for Acoustic Christmas. Hi, Gary, listen up. Here's the ace.
Despite its name, this cake is not made from a sea creature or a porous household cleaning tool.
I should know this. But
you should. It's not a sea creature or a porous household cleaning tool, but it's a cake.
Porous kind of gives that one away. Porous.
I think so.
Porous.
You're wiping up the kitchen using something porous?
Right.
Sponge cake.
Yes!
You did everything but give it to him. Congratulations. One more, contestant.
I got a sponge cake in my car if you want one.
It's going
to
be...
Got him in the trunk next to the spare.
That sounds terrible.
It's awesome.
Hope, you're our final contestant to get in the drawing to win the tickets. Good luck. Listen up.
Hey, Hope, you have any questions for the Ace of Cakes?
No. I'm ready for the question.
All right, here's your question.
Damn.
This is not only a popular dessert, but in the 1980s, it was a cartoon character that had her own dolls, posters, TV
shows. Strawberry
shortcake. It wasn't a race.
Right, but she got it already.
Strawberry shortcake. My favorite cartoon character.
Of course, because it has cake in it.
Oh, I want to eat her.
Lewis, Al, Kim, Gary, Hope are all in the running. Psycho Mike filling in for Lisa May doing the grand prize drawing. Who wins the tickets for night number one of Acoustic Christmas?
It is Hope on line 7.
Hope! Hope!
Yes! Oh, my God. I'm so happy that I did.
I'm so happy for you, Hope!
Thank you, thank you.
You're the Ace of Cakes!
Oh, my God.
Your card needs to be dealt with!
I can't believe it.
I can't believe it either.
It's a piece of cake. Yummy.
6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 8:54.
This is the Kevin Amin Show on a Tuesday. Ralph Garman joins us for the Showbiz Beat, and then after the top of the hour, we're going to meet yet another contestant for Miss Double December 2011. The beautiful Kelly will be coming on in here. You can go to KevinAmin.com and cast your vote if you'd like to find out more information about the contest, and maybe join us in person on Friday, too.
How about that, Kelly, huh? Yeah, she's something.
Something else.
Is this your Bob Hope junk? I don't get a lot of call for that anymore.
What are you talking about? That was Paul, the 55-year-old intern, I was doing.
Okay, yeah.
It was Johnny Aloha I was doing.
Yeah!
Whatever that effing thing is.
Psycho Mike is on that album,
oh,
by the
I
way.
Know, Johnny trust Aloha. Me. Yeah. I gave him plenty of good. What he needed. Before I get to show business, what's the name? What's the name? It's not Dick Cheese anymore. Who's
Johnny,
he now?
It's Johnny Aloha. Johnny Aloha. That's right, yeah.
I just pulled that out of my head, and it was right. All right, before I get to showbiz news, I have some passes to give away to the very special Kevin and Bean advanced screening of The Fighter.
Yummy.
It is December the 9th at Paramount Pictures Theater. The movie opens in select theaters the next day on Friday, December the 10th, but you will have seen it before anyone else. You can see Christian Bale, Mark Wahlberg, Melissa Leo, Amy Adams. Great cast in this film. I can't wait to see it.
Oh, good for you!
Because I remember Mickey Ward back in the day, the guy this movie is based
on. I don't know him.
He was a scrappy Irish bastard out of Boston who was tough as nails. Middleweight, I guess he was. Had a couple great fights. I guess it was in the early days of HBO fighting. Maybe it was ESPN. I can't remember where I saw his fight, but he was one of those guys where, like, this guy is not technically one of the most sound fighters you've ever seen, but just all heart and just a tough, tough guy.
You know those 24/7s?
Yes.
Mark Wahlberg has been hanging out in the gym with Manny Pacquiao for
he was
a long
training,
time.
I think with Freddie
Roach
for this movie.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Nice.
Irish Mickey Ward really probably known for those fights with Gotti, right?
Yeah, the Gotti battle.
With John Gotti?
Yeah, John Gotti, the gangster out of New York.
I didn't know he boxed.
Yeah. Anyway, the movie's The Fighter, and if you'd like to go, first five callers to get through at 1-800-520-1067. Those numbers, you will win. First five callers. All right, let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? Little TV heads up. This evening, you may want to check out the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show.
You can pick that up.
Including Katy Perry, by the way,
yeah, she's
on the
performing
special.
As well.
Like, there wasn't enough going on that's, on that show. Now they bring in Katy Perry.
That's a good batch right there.
I sort of have a boner.
Also, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah, that's just as good.
I sort of have a boner.
It's good in a different way, Kevin. It's just as good in a different way.
It's not just as good.
It is. It kicks off the holiday season for me.
It isn't just as good.
She thinks I'm cute!
Ralph, I don't want to get into a big debate here.
Rudolph has a red nose. We're not going to play him in any more of our reindeer games. Right, gang?
Come on. All the reindeer reject him. And, oh, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Right, F you, Santa. That's what I would have said if I was Rudolph.
We've seen it. We know.
Give the gifts out yourself, fat man.
That's what I'd be saying if I was Rudolph. But no, Rudolph swallows his pride and helps everyone out.
I know that you are a Rudolph advocate, though, Ralph.
I am.
You make that clear every year. But it's no How the Grinch Stole Christmas. That's still better, right? You would agree with that.
Yeah, that is good. That's up there, but Rudolph is still my favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
You'd put Rudolph
over the
Grinch?
The Grinch?
Yeah.
I think I'd go Grinch.
Yeah.
Gotta go Grinch.
I think I would go Grinch.
I don't have to go Grinch. I can go pretty Rudolph.
Much. Oh, if you're American, you do, yeah.
You could be wrong if you want, sure.
How dare you? See, you ruined the whole spirit of Christmas, you two. Your assholery.
I saw them last night at the Troop. Very good.
You want to see the Black Beauty from the Green Hornet?
Yes.
No.
If you're here in Los Angeles, you can go by the Peterson Auto Museum. They have just finished mounting the car on the side of the building.
Oh.
How cool is that?
Mounted it on the side of the building.
You drive by and you can see it hanging out there. The new Green Hornet Black Beauty from the new movie coming out in January with Seth Rogen and... Why?
That guy. I won't drive by there after what they did to Biggie. I just... I can't.
God.
I don't even understand that joke. What does that mean?
There was an event at the Peterson Auto Museum.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's where Biggie got mowed down. So,
file.
It's a protest.
Now that I understand it, file.
He was when I pour one out for my homie, I don't drive by there. Because
he was knocked off his stem, see? They put out the heaters. And they rained hot lead down on him. You mugs.
Any more 20s, Bean. I appreciate his Boardwalk Empire jargon.
He really does. His first word was probably something from the 1920s.
That's back when the world was good.
Yep.
Yeah. Katy Perry, speaking of her, she's on that show tonight, as we mentioned. She's got a new perfume in stores. You can pick it up at Nordstrom.
Glendale.
It's called Purr, which I assume has to do with her smelling good, right?
Yeah.
Her fragrance.
Sure.
$45. You can smell like Katy Perry's cat. And they just announced a new TV series for another smoking hot chick, Eliza Dushku.
Yeah.
One of our favorites from Dollhouse and Buffy the Vampire Slayer. She's got a new drama series on TNT called Bird Dog, where she plays a New York City cop's daughter who leaves the Big Apple to go live in the Pacific Northwest, and she gets a job as a cop up there. Then dad shows up, and they team up together and solve crimes. Father and daughter cop team. Not enough cop shows on television. Glad to see that.
That is good.
Good news. Barbara Walters has announced her 10 most fascinating people. Kevin, you going to watch her special next month?
Nope.
She is going to be profiling the cast of the Jersey Shore.
Oh,
they're the most fascinating people.
Wait, is that true?
Yes, they are one of the 10 most fascinating people. The cast collectively counts as one most fascinating person.
Guys, they're not fascinating, right?
Oh, they're fascinating.
There's nothing fascinating. It's fascinating that people watch that show, but it's not fascinating what they are.
Listen, fascinating.
Barbara Walters doesn't know anything about them. She just knows, like, the hype. You know what I mean? She's heard about the show. It's getting a lot of buzz. Let's put them on.
So what is this GTL you'd speak of? Sarah Palin, Justin Bieber, Betty White, Sandra Bullock, LeBron James, Jennifer Lopez, Prince William's fiancée Kate Middleton. Also made the list this year. She won't say who number one is. That's a surprise. You have to watch the special.
Yeah.
You got to watch.
That is a list of utterly not fascinating people.
Oh, I'm fascinated by them.
You're not.
I can't. I'm so fascinated.
You're not.
They are fascination personified. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Kaley Cuoco. Which sounds like a delicious meal made with poi that you buy in Honolulu, but it's not. She's actually an actress. Kaley Cuoco is 25 years old today. Alicia Cuthbert. Of 24 is 28. Clay Aiken. The American Idol winner. Or he was second, right?
Runner-up, yeah. To Ruben.
I'm supposed to remember
He's
that.
32 years old. Jesselyn Gilsig of Glee and Heroes is 39 years old. Sandra Oh turns 40 years old today. Ben Stiller's 45. Billy Idol's 55. Ridley Scott is 73. Dick Clark,
celebrates his 81st birthday today, and I believe he will once again be in Times Square counting us down as we watch the big ball drop.
I sure hope so, because no one does it better.
All right, let's count it down. 20, 19, 16, 17, 9, 12, 10, 4, 14. Happy New Year! 7, 6, 8, 11, 11, 18, 5, 3, 2, 20. Happy New Year!
I need to borrow that. Smith and I are going to be doing the New Year's Eve show up at the John Lovitz Comedy Club at City Walk Universal. I think that's how we have to count down the New Year when we're up on the stage. Just everybody looking at each other like, what the hell's going on?
I guess everybody does love Dick.
I think so. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We never get tired of this. Why don't we do this all year long? Miss Double December 2011 will be crowned Friday. It's time for us to meet another contestant. The beautiful Kelly is here.
Here she comes. She's our Miss Double December.
What?
She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
Oops.
She's got big guns, baby. She's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my is hard.
Winner, winner.
Not, they can't all
winner.
Be winners.
The voting is over.
No, the voting is not over. The voting goes on until 9 o'clock on Friday during the pageant.
Oh, okay. All right. Kelly, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Nice to see you.
That's what we're telling people, Ralph.
Miss Double December 2011 will be crowned in the live show Friday in Fullerton, California. Get all the details at kevinandbean.com. If you are coming down, let me get the business out of the way here. If you are coming down, please bring a new unwrapped toy. It's Toys for Tatas. The Marines will be there collecting those. The webcast will be provided by our friends at Adult Chocolate Milk, so you can watch it if you are unable to be there in person. But most importantly, you should go to the website right now and vote for Kelly because she joins us in the studio. How are you, my dear?
I'm good, thank you.
You are a student and a receptionist right now. What's the dream gig? What do you hope to do when you grow up?
She's a receptionist for students. That's her gig. It's a very specialized field.
I'm pursuing a forensic toxicology.
Forensic
toxicology?
Maybe like CSI?
Exactly, yeah. So hopefully I won't see any of you.
Oh,
in
no! Because we'll be dead then if you're testing us.
Wait,
you tested Kevin's blood when he was dead. It would be like Everclear. It would just come out as like 99% alcohol.
How dare you, sir.
Again, I want to point out the smartest group of, no offense to past years and their contestants, but the smartest group of contestants we've ever had. It's crazy. Yeah. I hate to see hot chicks with big boobs have actual aspirations to do anything with their lives.
Why?
But that's what's going on.
Why can't they have it all?
Why can't they have it all?
Because they can just be hot. That's all they have to do is just be hot. That should be enough, right?
But she is hot. And she's going to go into forensic whatever.
Toxicology.
Yeah.
I'm glad Kelly came in because it's great to see you in person because your photos that you sent in are the blurriest pictures. They look like a Xerox of a Polaroid of a police sketch. I mean, I can't even tell what you look like until I see you walk in here today.
Yeah, they weren't Photoshopped or anything, but they were like an old Polaroid. So, yeah, a lot of people were like, oh, vampire. Yeah. So I do have pigment in my skin. So
not much, but you do. So these are the newest pictures you have?
I mean, I took those like 2 months ago. Submitted
new
pictures.
Well, technology's changed a lot in 2 months, the way the photos are made.
It looks like you're zipping yourself out of a scuba suit or something in this photo. I can't tell exactly what it is, but it's very sexy.
Yeah. That's the one on the motorcycle?
No, this is the one here I'm looking at. Where she's unzipping her front down.
Hey, I didn't get that one.
Well, I guess you don't rank.
You can't be trusted with an image like that.
And just from the photos, Kelly, and from seeing you here in the studio, I may be mistaken, but it seems to be you may be our first contestant whose double D's are actually God-given.
Yes, they are. And I actually just got measured yesterday. Yeah, and I'm actually an F. So I'm 36.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes, I know. So,
what was that like for you growing up and when you started to sprout in high school? Was it hell?
Yeah, it actually was. I didn't really like it in the beginning. And then,
as I got older, they were magical?
Yes. I was like, oh, wow, I should love these.
We'd like to do another fitting. I mean, I don't trust the guy that did it yesterday.
You would like to measure yourself,
Kevin?
I mean,
here's the problem with girls who have natural double Ds, and that is a lot of times they have natural bodies to hold them up, and that's a little scary. That's not the case with you at all.
Yeah,
you're a tall drink of water with giant breasts.
Unbelievable.
Thank you.
It was a new cake song, I think. Tall drink of water with giant breasts.
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
What stands out on Kelly's questionnaire from kevinandbean.com?
She filled out all of our questions and gave some very entertaining answers. My favorite has to be, if you were a porn star, what would your made-up stage name be? Well, Kelly picked Chandelier LaBouche.
Chandelier Labouche.
Yeah, that sounds all sexy and exotic and foreign and whatnot.
Did you make that up to be funny?
I didn't. I actually typed in my name on one of those porn generators or whatever.
Did you? Yeah. Porn name generators?
Yes, and I fell in love. That was like the first thing that popped up. Nice. And I was awesome. Like, wow, I wish this was like my real name so I can fill out applications.
You could.
And, yeah.
Just change it.
Awesome. You can
change
it. We can call you Shandy if you want.
Shandy
Labouche.
I don't understand this talent. We ask all the girls to come prepared with a talent that they're willing to do today and then again on stage for the folks on Friday. But you are a human table?
I am,
she
yes.
says human table, and then she says, you have to see it to understand. So we do have yeah. a video camera.
Is this a
part-time
job or something?
No.
Do you go around to like fetish clubs and perform as a human table?
It or sounds kind of crazy, but yeah.
We do have a video camera in the studio, so this will be put up a little bit later on today with all the other girls. Let's see the human table.
Yeah, what is it?
I do need Ralph, maybe. Yes.
Hey,
I brought
yes.
my Lois shot glass from Family Guy. So
nice.
Freaking sweet.
Yes. If you could just pour water into this, I'm going to do my little back and
you'll
whatever.
Become a table, yes, and then what do I do with the shot glass?
Just pour water into it. And
is
then
the
take
table
it off,
top,
and then I'll take the shot.
Is the table top the back or the front?
It's the front.
Yes! That's what I'm talking about.
Right. I'm confused. What do I
okay.
do again?
Okay. I'm just going to.
You're going to go into a
pose,
table.
Yeah. Then on my stomach, you can just put like a shot.
Put
yeah.
the shot and put that on your stomach.
Yeah.
And then I'm good.
Then take it off.
Then take it off
yeah.
you. Once you've been a table,
yeah.
you will turn yourself back into a woman.
And then
you will drink the shot. I understand
yeah.
that
right.
perfectly.
Okay.
All right.
What kind of drugs were involved in coming up with this talent where I'm going to be furniture? This is weird.
Let's get the chair out of the way.
All right. I know this isn't working very well for radio, but like Kevin said, we are filming this.
Shut up!
Okay.
All right.
There we go.
She's going to be a table. And I'm going to put the shot glass on the table once the table is set. Oh, my goodness. Look at her. She's a real table. All right. I'm putting the glass on the table.
Shouldn't you
look
use a
that.
Coaster
She's
or something?
She's an actual table. Now I'm taking the shot off the table, and she will transform back into a human being.
It's a miracle.
And then she will drink the shot. And when we're in Friday at the actual competition,
yes,
we'll have something a little
be,
stronger
yeah.
than
sure.
water for you.
Oh,
there you go.
All right.
Ooh, water.
If you would like to see Kelly and even better vote for Kelly, go to KevinAmin.com. You will find her picture on there and see her bio answers. And you can see her in person
Look
if you want to come
her.
Down and join
I
us
know.
On Friday. I know, right?
I know,
Can't wait
right?
for the bathing suit part of the show on
I
Friday.
I know, right?
Times.
Man, jeez.
Yeah. Two-piece or one-piece?
Two
That's
the
what I'm talking
All right.
about.
All right.
Kelly, thank you for coming in. Wonderful to meet you. We'll see you
thank
Friday.
Thank you. Nice to meet you. Bye.
Yummy.
They should have recorded at the end of the day. They should have done it earlier when he had energy.
I know. It did run out of steam there, right?
It's the world famous K-Rock, and it is 25 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Hey! You're listening to The Kevin Abid Show. I don't know how it's possible, but Sean Connery, who apparently has retired from acting, still manages to make headlines. It seems like every week on The Kevin Abid Show. And the latest is a real shocker. Ralph did a showbiz story this week about an auction at Christie's, the big auction house, where a prop from a James Bond movie sold for tremendous money. And one of the most iconic props in movie history, the Darth Vader costume, did not sell at all. So we wanted to find out what's going on with Sean Connery as James Bond and with the continued public fascination with that. And I believe we have Sir Sean on the line with us right now on The Kevin Devine Show. Hi, Sean. How are you?
Well, if it isn't Comet and Cupid, how are you, mother?
Wow.
Oh,
whoa.
Wow. Whoa, with the language out of the gate there, Mr. Connery. Happy holidays to you, man. Great to talk to you again.
Happy holidays to you as well. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
We hear that.
That's what I understand.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, listen, your name came up again on our show. You know we do the very popular radio show out here in America. I know you're living in Europe. But your name came up again about this Christie's auction where the gun that you used on the poster for From Russia With Love sold for $439,000, which was 15 times more than it was expected to go at the auction.
That's what I heard, and they had Darth Vader's costume, and that didn't even sell.
It didn't even sell, and yet the gun you didn't even use in the movie, only for the poster.
Yeah, that shows you that I kicked Star Wars' ass.
Well, that's unbelievable.
I f***ed Darth Vader up. I stick a lightsaber in his
Oh, man. Oh, wow. Listen, Sean, we're on the radio here. We can't use that kind of language.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to tell you, I don't give a f***.
Okay. All right.
Well, I mean, you can certainly argue, as popular as the Star Wars franchise is, that the James Bond franchise is the most successful in history, I guess.
Yes, and I am the best Bond ever.
Well, that's true,
but
I guess.
But this is
yeah.
just a gun and a picture. I mean, that's the Darth Vader costume.
Well, it turns out Darth Vader is a...
That's just...
He's not,
I
that's
don't,
not true
I'm
at
not
all.
Positive if that's true,
that's
but...
That's what the dark side means. When you go the dark side, it means you go in the...
I didn't realize that's what it
yes,
meant.
The dark side is the... of the Force.
Wow.
This is a very educational phone call today, Mr. Connery.
How about that?
Luke, and by- I am your... There's the original line from that film.
I don't think that's true.
Yes, it was.
By the way, there's another crossover story this week between the Star Wars universe and the James Bond universe in that your friend Irving Kirshner died. He's the director who directed you in Never Say Never Again, the James Bond movie. He also directed The Empire Strikes Back. So what about that?
That was a great loss. Irving was a close friend of mine. As you mentioned, he directed me in my last Bond film.
Mm-hmm.
Which, as you know, Never Say Never Again, that title came from my wife, Micheline.
Oh.
Because I had said famously I'd never play James Bond again. And so we decided to do it. She said, well, why don't we say Never Again should be the title. And I said, sweetheart, that's an excellent idea. And then I punched her in the face.
What? Wait a minute, why?
I don't know. Just a reflex, I guess.
It was a good idea.
It was a great idea. I've always regretted that.
You're not right.
The only punch I've ever regretted.
Well, Mr. Connery, we probably won't get a chance to talk to you again before Christmas and the New Year. Do you have any plans? How do you spend your time around
this
time of year?
I'm very busy this time of year because every year, after Thanksgiving, I start up something I call Santa Claus.
Santa Claus?
Where I play Santa Claus for all the underprivileged youth here
in the
neighborhood. Oh. I put on the white beard and the Santa outfit, and I have him sit on my knee, and I like to play Santa. It puts me in the Christmas spirit.
Oh, but you watch your language around the little kids, right?
Of course I do.
Okay, all right.
I say, what can Santa get for you little...
Okay, again.
And then usually a child goes, oh, I'd like a toy. I said, I bet you'd like one in your...
Okay, that's not appropriate language for little kids. They believe in Santa. You can't talk to them like that.
And then I say, ho, ho, ho. That's what your mother is, a ho.
Wow.
And she Santa's like a candy cane.
All right.
I'll show you the North Pole, you little...
All right. You got to go, Sean. But happy holidays to you. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you, Donner and Blitzen.
Okay, bye.
Ralph Garman, you really upset the Ethiopians this morning. I don't know if you've been on the chain of emails. A lot of complaints about your Ethiopian comedy earlier.
No, I'm not familiar with that. Apparently, okay. They've left me off the list, which is fine.
Which is weird because you're the one they're mad at. But I'm getting an assful from the Ethiopian community, which I did not know was out in such force today.
That's the same.
So just for the record, we love
Ethiopian. You make sure you glove up.
We love the Ethiopians, I think, is the official position of the program. We have nothing against the Ethiopians.
We love all people.
Right. That's what we're famous for.
Right.
All right, time for our final showbiz beat of the day. Here's Ralph Garvin with the non-Ethiopian report. What's
We're
going
like,
on?
We're like United Radio of Benetton. That's us. Right. We love all colors
all
and
colors
creeds
and
what have you. Great V News. All good V News.
V the TV show?
Yes.
V's coming back, right?
V is coming back with a vengeance. V for vengeance.
Oh, nice. They should make a movie.
Mark Singer, who starred in the original V back in the day, will be appearing on the new V.
That is not exciting.
It is very exciting, because Mark Singer first took on those lizard, guinea pig-eating bastards back in the day.
Right.
And now he will play a member of the secret society of high-powered humans who believe the visitors are not on Earth to spread peace, and you know they're not.
They aren't.
Because their leader, Anna, although she is smoking hot...
Yes, she is.
...has a bad attitude.
She does.
That's all I know. She needs an adjustment.
Anna!
And her daughter, that Laura Vandervoot.
Right.
Oh. Come on with that.
Come on with that.
I'm really enjoying the V. I'm glad it's coming back. It's been 2 years since it was on.
Yeah, no,
I'm enjoying seeing
fresh
it
as today's headlines.
Yeah. Spider-Man movie in the works. They're getting ready to shoot. They are in full production mode. And apparently costume designers are working overtime to appease their new leading man, Andrew Garfield, who will play the web slinger in the rebooted franchise. Apparently they are frustrated in the crotch region. Because Andrew doesn't want it to show off too much.
Right.
He's modest about that part of his body.
I have the same problem. And nothing fits.
And so they've got a team of designers working on Spider-Man's junk as we speak, trying to smooth things out and work it out. So,
really?
So I wish the best for Andrew.
I've tried buying pants like three sizes too big. It just doesn't...
Doesn't matter, huh?
No.
Still
duct
get
tape.
That unsightly bulge.
It's really tough.
Can't hold down Vicky.
Sorry to hear that.
That's the name of my autobiography.
Are you guys watching the Mike and Molly?
No.
No.
Come
fat
on.
People. Fat people.
I know they're fat.
I'm not going to watch fat people.
It's a funny series.
No,
funny,
no it's not.
Funny,
no.
Heartwarming, funny people.
No.
What is
nope.
it?
It's a sitcom.
Nope.
And Mike and Molly meet at a Weight Watchers type program.
No!
And they're both on the on the heavy set side.
They're fat. They're really fat.
And they fall in love.
Yeah, I'd rather die.
And they have to deal with all the pressures of the outside world of
that's
people
just not good.
Who would discriminate against people who are on the larger side of
life. Not once, not never. Nope.
And people like you who make their life a living hell.
Here's some chocolate, Fatso.
So, Melissa McCarthy is one of the stars of that show. She is Molly.
How charming and chubby.
Mike and Molly. And here's the thing. She is a plus-size actress.
She sounds fat.
She is a larger girl.
No! Barf!
She apparently... This has got to have been tough at family reunions. Melissa McCarthy is first cousin with Jenny McCarthy. Playboy model extraordinaire.
Wow. Big butt.
And so, you know, at family reunions and whatnot, they have to sit at the same table together, which has to be hard if you're an actress in Hollywood and you're trying to make it and your cousin is Jenny McCarthy.
Say it, Fatso.
Who is talentless and yet beloved because of her fake bosom and pretty face.
Fat club members.
So I'm just saying, it's got to be tough for Melissa.
Let me check my book. No, thank you.
I wish Jenny McCarthy had filled her mouth more with food and talked less during the course of her career. And that would have been a good trade-off.
I'll tell you, the first way of dealing with your fat is admitting it.
So,
I believe Jenny has been announced as one of the correspondents on Ryan Seacrest's New Year's Eve programming this year, Ralph.
It just keeps getting better.
She's going to be part of that. That same show with Dick Clark.
It keeps getting better. I hope she makes fart noises and sticks her tongue out and makes faces. Because that's really some of her finest work. She's gifted.
Sir, you're too fat.
She should be stuffed and mounted.
I'm not a fan of Jenny McCarthy's, by the way.
How can you be?
But I like sound her. Down, yeah.
I like her.
Sound down. You like to look at her.
Right.
I don't find her quite as annoying as you do. You're right. She does have some tics. Some
go-tos
that are pretty annoying. But she's a very bright, passionate person, and I enjoy watching her.
You're a weirdo. Seriously.
Okay. Seriously.
Seriously.
I won't watch. I mean, that's not my choice for New Year's Eve programming, I'll tell you that.
No, but
I don't need her screaming at me, that's for sure.
Bean has like seven other programs he watches on New Year's Eve, though.
But you enjoy her so much, why wouldn't you tune in?
Because I don't like all that screaming, and she's really into that, like, overhyping
that's
sort of
thing. That's what I'm just saying.
Right,
that's
but
why
when
it's so hard to watch and listen to.
That's his point.
Right. But when you see her in a regular setting where she's on, you know, she's on Letterman or she's on, you know, one of those shows where she's just having a conversation person to person, I don't find her offensive at all. I think she's fine.
But she's telling kids not to get their get vaccinations.
Well,
she's busy spreading
she's
disease.
Wacky. She's a little bit wacky.
Oh, Bean.
Stop using words and listen to me.
She's not good.
Pink is in the news. Of course, she's got a little baby on the way. And she says she's all grown up now, but she kind of longs for the days when she was a little more wild. You know what she really misses?
What?
A good fist fight, she says.
Whoa, all right.
Whoa. Pink says...
Okay, explain the pink.
She used to enjoy back in the day where she'd be hanging out with her friends and eventually somebody would just say the wrong thing and she would just pop them right in the face and they would get into it and just brawl.
Not at all surprised to hear that out of Pink's mouth, are you?
She says she can't do that anymore, not only because she's growing up and going to have a family and stuff, but because there would be the inevitable lawsuit if she threw a punch and she doesn't want to lose all the money she's
made.
Does
she have a song, too, about starting a fight? Bean, you would know. Some kind of...
Maybe. I mean, she's got a lot of real aggressive lyrics. It's sure possible. Yeah, it's not coming to mind, but I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm punching up, so you better get this party started.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Khloe Kardashian in the news. She was on The View recently, and she and her sisters are promoting their new book.
Yeah, that's a mistake.
Kardashian Confidential with a K.
They should split up and go on different outlets.
Khloe admit that she lost her virginity at the age of 14 years old. Yeah, to a Sasquatch. It was horrible. She was out in the wilderness up in the Pacific Northwest, and Bigfoot pinned her down. And it's not just Bigfoot, by the way, she said.
Yeah. That's, you know what that means.
No, it was an 18-year-old young man, and she felt disgusted afterwards. Imagine how he felt after he had sex with Khloe Kardashian.
You are, in fact, a whore.
It took her another 3 years to get over that and have sex again. She said she realized that mom and dad were right. She said she was way too unattractive to have sex.
Wait,
I'm sorry,
minute,
way too young.
That.
Way too young, yes. It says here. My bad.
Well, look what the whore cat dragged in. A whore.
know what that means.
Let's
take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Kaley Cuoco from The Big Bang Theory turns 25 years old today. Alicia Cuthbert, she, of course, probably best known for her work on 24. She is 28 years old today.
The Girl Next Door.
Ah, she was good in that.
Come on now.
She was playing an adult film star in that movie. Clay Aiken is 32 years old today. Sandra Oh turns 40. Actor director Ben Stiller is 45. Oh, I can't wait for those little Fockers. Oh, you know what? You've met the Fockers,
right?
You met the other parents of the Fockers, the other side, and now you get the little Fockers. Oh, is there going to be some hilarity when Robert De Niro says to Ben Stiller, I'm watching you. I got my eyes on you to Chinatown. And right. Then the kids run around. Oh, it's just holiday fun for the whole family.
And the name Fockers is so close to a bad word.
See what it does there? It's built-in laughter.
That's good.
You just, Kevin, say the title and you laugh.
Those movies aren't bad, right?
They're not bad, actually.
The Meet the Parents movies are okay, right?
They're not bad.
Oh,
they're really not bad.
I haven't seen them. Jenny McCarthy on one side. I got the Fockers on the other side. I am truly stuck in the middle with you.
Oh, file.
Billy Idol's 55 years old.
Everything can be Sharktopus. You have to allow for other kinds of taste in movies, Ralph. Come on.
Oh, let's take a swipe.
Hey, wow.
No, I've seen Sharktopus is awesome. We all like Sharktopus, but there are other kinds of movies, too. And
you're
maybe
in
this
clown town, I can look down on everyone.
I'm not looking down on
you. Because I bail hay and do nothing else.
I can cover up against the ropes. All right,
I love Sharktopus. I'm not coming out against Sharktopus.
Punch himself out, Ralph.
Yeah, I will.
Don't get tired. Round two,
rope-a-dope. Rope-a-dope. Billy Idol's 55 years old today. Director Ridley Scott turns 73 years old today. And TV personality producer Dick Clark celebrates his 81st birthday. And if you watch the New Year's Eve show he does with Ryan Seacrest, we were talking about that earlier, or Jenny McCarthy will also be involved this year, you know that Dick may be 81 years old. But despite some health issues, I believe he had a stroke not too long ago. He is still at the top of his game. When you watch him count down that big ball in Times Square on New Year's Eve, you will realize that he is still America's Toastmaster when it comes to ringing.
And let's count it down. 20, 19, 16, 17, 9, 12, 10, 4, 14. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
7,
what?
6,
not done.
8,
not done yet.
11,
why
11,
you say
18,
happy New Year in the middle?
5, 3, 2, 20. Happy New Year!
He said 11 twice in a row, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah,
Dick thinks it's 1912. He still sends his postage by Pony Express. So
the party is far from over. We got a lot more to go. It's been a great night here in Times Square.
What?
You're happy to spend your New Year's Eve with us.
Oh, come on.
I hope you have a healthy and a happy New Year. From the bottom of my heart.
It's just sad. That's just sad.
That's exactly what Kevin sounded like at Breakfast with Paramore. That's exactly what he sounded like.
We're going to have news to come in the next. The pot is full of them over.
That and a lot of other shows.
Ralph Garman, I walked the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning, an all-new program. Tomorrow, we're going to feature Wing and her Christmas CD.
Oh.
Yes!
That's all you get for now.
But. Well, that wasn't as good as I thought it would be.
That's correct. Dr. Drew will be in the studio talking about Celebrity Rehab, which finally debuts tomorrow night at 10 o'clock on VH1.
We can talk about his brand new TV show.
He's got
he has
another
television show.
We need to have an intervention with Dr. Drew
we
tomorrow.
We need to start TV Rehab and get Drew in there and see why you're addicted to being on television.
We have three Miss Double December contestants coming in the studio.
Oh.
We're going to do the Wheel of Bed Animal Voices. And we also are giving away tickets for the 21st annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. That is tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. Nope.
Bean, you missed it. You missed the call to the Butterball Turkey Hotline.
I heard that it was phenomenal. I heard that money saved Christmas this year. I heard
best
it was so great.
Best one ever.
Kat Corbett's coming up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music. Why would you flip away when you can stay right where you are and hear Sublime? Because you can't get that anywhere else. Plus, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, also the Smashing Pumpkins, and Blind Melon.
Hallelujah.
There's a little Blind Melon right now.
Hallelujah.
It's all straight ahead right after this on K-Rock.
Happy